Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, Don.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's the guy who should have the rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike named after his family? And it's exit 12, right?
I believe so.
Who's the guy?
Rob Speedway.
There he is.
Yeah, stop up at the rest stop and flash some blame.
good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Carter at New Jersey. Yeah, and all the ships at sea. Hey, just like MJ, they're not running from nobody.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Yeah, I laughed. Headline of the Washington Post today. Michael Jordan, great basketball player. Must have got an F in English. What was it, Robbie? It's
he's not running from nobody.
I'm not running from nobody.
There you go. He's back.
Amen. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. October 2th. Phone number 877-365-3636. Or you can call the local line at 202-432-1067. Here he is, biggest head in the room.
Yes.
Demands on being introduced every day.
Must have it.
Your friend, Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Right, Champ Buzz Burbank.
Hi, guys.
Isn't he marvelous?
Yeah.
At Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
All right, well, switch the phones on. For goodness sakes, push the button, Robbie, so we can take calls.
Activate the blower.
The blower activates.
Yes, please.
All right, let's start with a couple of calls and on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. Or hello, hi.
Good. Hey, I was wondering when you guys were going to come back on live in Baltimore again.
Let me see. The word, I believe, I'm getting a message. The word starts with N. Ends with R.
All right.
I'm getting an E, a V, and an E.
November?
Hey, good. I was thinking about that, and I couldn't do it. You pulled it.
Hello.
Hello. That's like the word that starts with F and ends with U-C-K. Well, of course, a fire truck.
Fire
right,
truck.
Of course.
Way to go, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, with the November. Nice pull. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
I was just wondering about what's going on with Mike's hair.
I've lost all of it, sir. It fell out last night.
No, I'm in between. I'm torn. I'm in between hairstyles right now. You know what? I'm in a space right now. I like the shaved head better than I like it right now. Right now, it really looks like Curly from the Three Stooges.
It does. Mike is in between styles.
I have to make the decision whether to hack it off again or, you know, continue down the highway to full
hack
hair.
Hack it, man.
Hack it.
Hack it. Buddy, hack it.
You mean like do it, buzz it again?
Yeah, I mean, no. Smooth.
No.
Smooth.
No, you wouldn't. You're not doing that for me. You're doing that for your own amusement.
Of course, because I want to look over at Tom Gavin every day.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you watch King of Queens last night?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
It was not funny. What do you say?
I just got done telling the guys I liked it.
And
you know what? I perceived I was in the distinct minority there.
Yeah, listen, no one tell Leah that was not the funniest TV show I've ever seen in my life.
Well, see, okay, now I have an opportunity to tell her I thought it was just fantastic. And, you know, I laughed. I liked it when she'd wake up in the morning and she had the... No, Rob, I wasn't drinking, I swear to God. I liked it when she'd wake up with Doug being blurry. That amused me.
I don't know. It didn't do it for me.
Really?
What were the ratings?
I don't know. I've not gotten them. But Buzz will look them up. I bet they won the time slot again.
Probably.
I don't doubt they did.
Do you think my love for Leah is clouding my judgment on that show?
It could be.
Because, I mean, that really centered around her and her with those Jack Kent Cook glasses on. And my joy of watching her, you know, was terrific. He does too much of the, yay.
You know, he's into that this year. Yeah, gonna do that now. We're gonna have that birthday party.
Party. Which is not funny at all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Hello? Are you there? Oh, no. You know what? This is that line is like Jack Lemmon.
We got to spend some more Blaine on that.
That is a dead line.
Drop the Blaine.
That is a dead line. Okay, let me... Oh, you know, I love talking about the radio business. Let me start here. I'm going to read that email that I got from the consultant guy.
He sent you another one.
The follow-up email. But here in D.C., I love this crap with Z104.
Yeah.
You know, we have these two stations. Neither one of them can pull a rating to save their life. 104 and 99.5. They both play the same box of records. You know, Nelly and Jay-Z.
Today's hits.
And Britney Spears, right? And they're in the crapper.
They're trying. They tried different contests. They tried different formulas.
So Z104... the station that was actually winning this race, the race among like the 19th and 20th rated stations in town,
yes,
they throw in the towel and they decide that they're going to be a format that I call white music for white people,
right?
Where basically they're saying,
Rob's applauding.
Rob likes that,
right?
Listen, if you're colored, you're not going to want to listen to this station,
no,
because all they're going to play is like U2, Sarah McLachlan. I don't know, Matchbox 20,
yeah.
All the non-offensive white acts that are
trying
out there.
Trying again, you know, the great dance, the great revolving door of formats on radio stations.
So, you know, that's fine, you know, they suck ass, so let them try something else, let them try a different box of records. But what I love is the quote here in the newspaper today that says, 99.5 considers the fact that they've destroyed Z104. And Hot 99.5 program director Jeff Wyatt says, "It was a SWAT team approach to putting on a radio station. Z104 had never had a monster top 40 station like this at their throats." what you got to get about this is that...
Right. They're both wallowing.
Both of these stations suck ass.
Yeah, they're trying to get their... They're really trying to split the crumb into thirds.
Yeah. Both of these stations are being beaten like by the Greaseman station, by the AM station that's all Vietnamese.
I'm the Bao.
Right. Bong Gao.
Let me Bao.
And listen to this. This cracked me up.
I love program directors with bluster.
Hot 99.5 drew on research from Washington and other city. Experts in top 40 radio were consulted. Hot 99.5 tapped the brains of youthful, clear channel radio producers for lingo that young listeners would consider authentic.
Oh, God. Does that mean the disc jockeys had a book?
Yeah. For instance, Hot 99.5 DJs used the slang word ish, which apparently is street code for scatological expletive.
Hey, how about that? Hey, I got ish all over the studio, man. Look at this ish. I'm tired of this ish. You know, don't be ish me.
This music sounds like ish.
You are full of bull ish.
That's so funny. Z104, who cares if they changed it to another box of records, but...
We really know our ish.
But the dopes at 99.5, considering this a great day that they've scored a major victory...
Yes, the 19th station knocked out the 20th station.
Yeah, you're full of ish.
Yes, absolutely.
99.5, you're full of ish.
Yeah, the station sounds like ish.
I would never, ever let this get out in public that,
right.
that your disc jockeys are reading a book.
The lingo book.
That program directors have given them with street lingo so they sound hip.
That is serious ish.
That's ish, man. That's bull ish.
We really know our ish.
So, you know, you got these two stations that nobody cares about, fighting and you know, big effing deal.
Radio. Next thing you know, they're heading down that road towards the general manager coming on a TV commercial and saying, we asked you what you wanted. And that's when you know it's officially over. That's when you know it's completely and totally deceased.
The only general manager spot that I ever really liked was the one that Wava ran when we worked there. It said, now a word from Alan Goodman, vice president and general manager of WAVA. And there was a monkey sitting behind a desk.
We loved it.
We love monkeys.
We worked with monkeys.
We love that.
There's nothing finer than working with a monkey, and there was nothing. But wasn't there one where Alan was also tied up with rope?
Yeah.
We had him tied up.
And we hit a button, and he fell through a trap door.
Oh, we loved it.
Into the floor.
That's great.
That's how he was on the cover of your album, too. Remember, he was bound and gagged.
Bound and gagged on our charity album.
We used to like to tie him up.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to comment that there's no way in real life a hot chick like Leah Remini would be hooked up with some fat guy like him. It just wouldn't happen.
Well, honey, let me just say that you are talking to two examples to that rule right now.
Yeah, I mean, really, we do. We're very proud.
Excuse me, I forgot Robin that. Three examples to
three
that
examples,
rule.
Three examples, yes.
That we are certainly not the handsomest guys in the world, but...
We got hottie wives.
I'll tell you, my wife is a major POA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm you know, if this was a car deal, I'm way upside down on the car deal here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I've gone out to restaurants and gone to parties with friends that don't know my wife and meet her for the first time. And, you know, they'll say something, trying to be as polite as they can. They say... This is your wife? You know, that, and they'll have that kind of tone in there, boy, yeah, mm-hmm. This is your wife? And I'm like, yeah, shut up.
And what I always say to them is, you can't use this one because you met your wife recently, within the last 10 years.
Right.
I always say, my big defensive mechanism is, hey, she knew me, she married me
right
before I made any money.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, as if right. That's my defensive mode to say,
right.
She's not, you know, listen, okay, I'm an ugly fat guy, mm-hmm. My wife's a piece of ass, but listen, she really loves me because when she married me, I was an ugly fat guy who didn't have any money at all.
And of course, I always say that my wife married me because I'm a wildcat in the bedroom. So women do it for love,
yeah.
Unlike this caller who is shallow.
Yes, very shallow. Yeah, well, honey, what can I tell you? Are you a knockout yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty hot.
Are you married?
Oh, absolutely.
And is your husband like a model, good-looking kind of guy?
We're both about equal.
Okay, well, is that the way you feel that life has to be?
No, I've never seen a Leah Remini-type gorgeous woman walking down the street with some...
Well, I have in the entertainment business. You know, some of the conventions we've gone to, I've seen fat guys with hot women.
Come to my house sometime. You come to my house, you see it any night.
I see it a lot.
You see my beautiful, immaculate wife, you know, dressed to the nines.
I will admit that when my wife says to me, I like you the way you are, I think that that could mean, you know, because I am so paranoid, I think my wife loves me very much, and I love her very much, but I sometimes
see,
think...
you're just like me. I think my wife loves me.
I think she loves me. And she says, you know, I like you just the way you are, and I'm wondering whether that's just maybe she's thinking maybe I'll die sooner, you know, being this elevated weight or something.
Well, what's
like
she gonna
that?
Say? Or she can do it like with my
no,
wife.
She doesn't ride me about you know.
She doesn't ride you.
She doesn't ride me about diet and exercise, and you know, and I think she means it. I don't know.
You get what I get when she says I love you the way you are, and she's putting more potatoes on my plate.
Yeah, that kind
eat,
of thing,
darling. Eat.
I do. I mean, she likes me to eat.
I like to see you eating.
Or you could get what I'm getting, where I get, you know, the new tag now is I love you the way you are, but, you know, now I have to start dressing nicer.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like
right.
Today.
That's true.
I'm wearing another pair of my, you know, grown-up boy pants today, mm-hmm. And it's killing me. I'm wearing a button-down shirt mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm.
I came down today, and it's like I get her approval. She goes, oh, there, look at, there's my executive.
You are moving every day closer and closer towards the conservative business suit. I mean, today you look like you've thrown away the red tie and the blue blazer, and you're wearing the gray flannels with the blue button-down. wanting to
I know, it's
very
because
close.
It's because of her. It's because right. of mommy. It's because I got to keep mommy happy.
I think I tweaked it up today. I think this is upscale golf casual today.
Sure.
Of course, the brown leather jacket does not match the blue and, blue and blue.
No, it doesn't. Well, honey, listen, we're living proof that hot women...
Hello,
you hung up.
Well, all right. Shallow to stay on the
that
line.
Was, F you.
That was so mean.
F you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hi.
Hey, look closely at Frank Ahern's article. It says 99.5 WPGC.
All right, so the guy made a typo. You know, I'm sure he blamed it on his editor.
Well, no, that is the proud Infinity People Station of Washington, D.C.
You blame it on us.
Yeah.
That proud, the People Station of WPGC. Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, well, I'm coming from New York, and you guys are two of the funniest white guys I've ever heard.
Well, God bless you. Real good.
Thank you.
By the way, you know why your wives feed you guys so much?
Why?
Because they don't want other women to be attracted to you, because they want you for yourself, for themselves.
What a nice thing to say.
Very nice. Thank
buddy.
You. Thank
New York's
you,
the
friend.
Best. New York rocks.
Thank you. You're right. New York does rock. Thank you. We are the funniest white men in New York.
The funniest white men in New York City.
How about that?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Dave. This is Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? I called before my wife, Hiroka, the Japanese girl.
Yeah, hey, so I the one who renounced her citizenship.
Right.
Yeah.
They call me Fat Cat. All my friends call me Fat Cat. And my wife's a POA, too, so I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
But did you happen to watch that Love Voyage, the maiden trip, the Love Boat?
No, you know, I wanted to watch it, but the goddamn Jets 49ers game was on, and I can't. I feel sacrilegious if I watch something except football.
You know, we're ignoring. We're
one TV. I got one TV. The wife wants to watch it. Hey, I'll watch it. But I tell you, man, these women on there, there's this chick on there looks just like a skinny Chandra Levy. And, man, these women are crazy. I don't know.
So, I mean, it's a good show sexually, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all right, but it's too much drama.
A skinny Chandra Levy. I never thought that Chandra Levy was fat like Monica Lewinsky.
No, she wasn't, but she was, you know, she was well-fed.
She's plump.
She's plump.
Maybe she's plump.
You know what I was going to say about all these guys that are talking about you know, fat guys with hottie women? We're ignoring the other category, which is of course the thin men with the incredibly obese wives.
You want to see
which
that?
You see in shopping malls all over America.
Yeah, go to the boardwalk.
Yeah,
that's
really amazing.
That is the trade of the boardwalk. You get and the guys are always like. Redneck, the guy's wearing the shirts, the Dale Earnhardt shirt that said, God needed a racer. And, you know, and the guy is like, he is as thin as this pencil.
Incredibly thin,
and,
right?
And the woman is not fat. I mean, she is like...
Morbid.
Like Mama Cass,
and
like
huge.
Roseanne Barr fat.
Wearing sweats that have to be custom ordered.
A good example of that is on The Sopranos, Johnny Sack and Mrs. Sack.
Really? That's right. Yeah,
he is just as big as a house.
Absolutely.
Was Johnny Sack.
Hello, Scott. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Johnny Sack's a guy. Johnny Sack's a guy from New York, right? That's trying to move in on Tony's territory.
Hi, buddy.
Right.
Hey, I was just wondering how much do those pants cost?
These pants today?
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to tell you. You don't want to know.
No, I do want to know.
No, you
I
don't.
I think everybody
know.
Wants to know.
No, you'll hate me.
$95.
Oh, Mike, no.
Well, what's that? What do you know? That's expensive.
No, what I mean is, these pants I'm wearing today...
Mm. Are the mother load?
Yeah, they cost more than the other pants I was wearing the other day. I swear to God.
Really?
But again, I'm doing it to keep my POA happy.
Mm-hmm. Keep killing me!
All right, I'm killing you. I know, I'm killing you. Oh, here you go. I love this. Disgruntled listener. Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got to be disgruntled about?
Oh, you guys have got to bring the bits back.
Got to bring what back, sir?
The bits. Come on, man. It's raining food. I've never heard anything so funny in my life.
It's raining food. That was a one-time bit we did, man.
Oh, you got to keep doing that.
You know, I can. Can you tell the tone? You know, after all these years, it's so easy to identify a caller that will never be satisfied during this conversation.
No. You satisfy me on a daily basis, but man, I don't care about your bosses. I don't care about your pants.
Well, I don't care that you don't care.
That's for sure.
Well, that's acceptable.
And yesterday we were talking about how much nicer the relationship has gotten with some of the callers, and
it's true.
And then why are you doing this?
Why? You have been getting good callers.
Yes. Yeah. And okay. Here you're breaking this. string that, but let me just ask you. The stuff like talking about our pants or about our wives or about the fact that we're fat and our wives are pieces of ass, that's nothing new. I mean, we talk about that on the show every day.
It seemed to entertain him now.
Now you know why I'm calling.
What?
No, why?
Because.
Why? You're just trouble.
You've got to call someone, 800 numbers.
You're trouble.
The 1-900 numbers.
Like when Rob did it, like last week?
Yeah, we just did that bit.
Like when we had the naked lady come in that we painted?
That was hilarious.
Yeah, we just did both of those bits.
Yeah, so what's your point?
My point?
Yeah.
You have none.
Good day to you.
Yeah, right. Good day to you, sir. I'm sorry. I've got no time for this.
Make your own wacky calls.
Dan, hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Dynamite?
Hi, we're doing great.
I was just watching the Jets game last night. I was watching it with the same commiseration that you guys have for the Redskins.
No. Dan, listen. There's no way. I want to tell you something, and I mean this. I'm serious. The New York Football Jets are a good team.
Yes.
The New York Football Jets have a chance of winning, dare I say it, 8, 9, or 10 games this year.
They've got many offensive weapons.
The Washington Redskins suck ass.
You got your Vinny Testaverde, you got your Curtis Martin, you got your Wayne Kikorio-Rabet.
Yeah, listen, it was a bad loss for the Jets last night, because San Francisco's not a good team. But in no way should you feel as bad as the people in D.C. do.
You know, but San Francisco, you got your Garrison Hirsch, you got your Jerry Garcia.
It's not Jerry Garcia.
I wish it was, though.
Yeah. Hey, anybody know that? Notice the quarterback of the 49ers, a guy Jeff Garcia, he talks like such a fag. If you hear his speaking voice.
We put an offensive game plan.
You know, the beginning of the game where they do the thing where they go, and I hate all of the guys who go, the Ohio State.
Right.
They can't just say they're from Ohio State.
Oh, man, you watch out, though. You know, that's their thing. You know, that's the Ohio State.
Well, like what? Like, that's the greatest effing school of all time?
The Ohio State University. Next to American University? Yes, it is.
So they're doing the thing.
There you go, Bill. That's for you, buddy.
They're doing the thing at the beginning where they go to Bubba Travis, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Bubba Wilkinson, the Ohio State. Bubba, your mama, University of Illinois.
Jeff Garcia, University of Santa Clara.
Really, the guy.
So you don't dig it when they enter the Ohio State University.
Oh, how pompous is that?
Well, see, that's my team. Ohio State now is my team because my best buddy, one of my best buddies, is a big Ohio State guy.
Why do they call it the Ohio State?
I don't know. I just like it now because it kind of makes it stand out. The Ohio State University. And some of them go. Some of them will say, the Ohio State University. And some of them will say, the Ohio State University.
Well, listen, Dan, listen, don't you feel bad about the Jets? are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am.
You guys are going to win 8, 9, 10 games this year.
But it does maintain our wonderful tradition of you hating things that I like.
this is a new thing that you like Ohio State.
You didn't
Ohio
even know
State.
This. You didn't, I see, this right. is like, we communicate this telepathically. You didn't even know that I cared about Ohio State University.
No, as far as I know, Ohio State's a school for dumbasses.
Oh, no.
Sorry, come on.
Now Bill's going to drive down here and beat you
tell
up.
Tell me
That's
one
horrible.
Great scholar who's come out of Ohio State.
Bill Harvey, my friend.
Okay.
Please. My life insurance man.
How can you be friends with a life insurance guy? I want to tell you something.
Because he was my friend before he was my life insurance
guy. I want to tell you something. The life insurance guy, my life insurance guy, I hate his guts. You know why?
Why?
He comes to my house, he preys on our fears.
Well, life insurance with you is a totally different animal. I know the pressure that you've been put under since your 20s to purchase massive life insurance policies.
My wife is waiting for a building to fall on me, pun intended, with the thing in New York.
Do you have a policy on her?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, but it's not.
It makes it fun, though. It balances it out, I've always thought.
I'm positive that whatever she's got on me, whatever I've got on her, it pales by comparison. And when the guy comes over, when the Grim Reaper comes over to sit down to describe the many ways that my wife will get rich when I die,
right. You
know, how can I be friends with this guy? You know, essentially what they're doing with life insurance is you're playing. It's like you're going to Vegas,
exactly. Right.
And you're betting. What you're doing is he's the guy who's going to bet that you're going to live a long time.
Well, this guy's also my my car insurance guy and my home insurance guy, too. He's all my, he takes care of all my insurance needs, and I'm being very nice to him right now with the Udflay in the Acement Bay.
Yeah, I feel the same way about all those guys. The house insurance guy, what he's doing is he's really just, you know, you're betting.
So you don't believe in insurance?
Well, no, you got to have it. You're screwed if you don't have it.
I know.
No, I don't believe in the concept. I don't. Because I've been paying life insurance my whole goddamn life.
Right.
I'm still here.
Yes.
And all I know is that the guy comes over constantly trying to sell us more.
Right.
He comes into our home. Frida sets out the nice doilies and you know, makes him cookies. And
I was unaware that you had such an adversarial relationship with your life insurance person.
Well, I don't think he knows it. I think it's
probably for the best.
Because I am polite to him when he comes over. But let's face it, we're playing cards. What we're doing is we're playing poker here on if I'm going to die or not. And really, I shouldn't be mad at him because he's... He's betting. Well, no, actually, he's hoping that I die now.
No, he's hoping you stay alive forever.
Right. No, but Frida's got some. We bought some weird like voodoo insurance also. That,
what do you mean? That, like, weird voodoo? She gets die early insurance or what?
She gets some kind of incredible payout if I die, you know, within like the next 6 minutes or
an
something.
Indemnity clause. An indemnity clause.
Yeah,
there you go.
She's got it covered both ways.
That's good.
That she's
a win-win.
She could be very rich if I manage to live a long life, but on the other hand.
Your insurance agent, I mean, and this is the truth, really, technically, they want you to live for a long time. Any life insurance policy is designed to benefit the life insurance company if you live to, say, 90, 95 years old.
Yeah, but I don't like paying them money every month. I don't like paying them.
All you have to do is die.
I don't like the concept of paying someone money because I've lived another month.
You know what? You know, you really get them, though. I mean, if you really want the best of everything, you fake your own death.
Sure.
And then they pay out, and then you're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Double Jeopardy, that great movie with TLJ, Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
And Angelina Jolie, is it?
Or Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd, yeah, where the death is fake.
The guy fakes killing himself, sends his wife to the joint for 6 years.
The only way I feel about insurance agents is I'm incredibly jealous, because I think that most guys that I've ever met that can golf whenever they want to are insurance people. You know, it's the initial sell. Once you close the deal, you turn it over to the company, and it goes on to autopilot.
Sure, it's easy to be an insurance guy. You know why? Could you? You're preying on the dead. You're preying on the soon-to-be dead. You know what you are? You're a monger. You're a monger. You come to people's homes and you say, if you don't have this insurance for your house,
right?
You know, I know that there's never been a tornado where you live, but guarantee me, if you don't buy this, you're going to get hit with a tornado tomorrow.
Protection.
So yeah, you buy the protection, the useless protection.
It's like the thing at Best Buy when you buy a CD player and they say, you know, for $10 extra, you're covered for the rest of your life.
Right.
And it's not going to break, and they're not saying that they don't stand behind their product, they just want your extra $10.
That's right. But you know what? Let me tell you something, guys. You know when I talked about my near-death experience the other night, and I had to through the flood, you know, the flood.
Which one?
Get off the microphone.
Which one?
The one where I the one, Rob, you.
You.
The one where I went through the flood and went by the power lines the other night.
Oh,
the most
that
recent
one.
Flood.
That one.
You
right.
know, 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, the guy that got me the generator. It's my life insurance guy.
He
didn't want me to die. That's right.
Okay, good. Be friends with that guy.
Oh, he's a good friend. I'm seeing him this afternoon.
From the Ohio State.
4:30.
The Ohio State. Please, how friggin' pompous is that?
Well, you see, I went to a college where you didn't have a football team, and so now it's more fun for me to kind of adopt, you know, this Ohio State and watch those games.
And when's the
I never had a rooting interest in football.
When's the last time the Ohio State won anything?
They're having a horrible year.
They've not won the championship, like, for how long?
Oh, man, he's going to hate you.
For years, the Ohio State.
He is going to hate you.
How about this? How about the kiss my ass? Pompous pricks. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't worry about the Jets. You'll be fine with the Jets. What was up with Vinny wearing the skull cap last night? Didn't he get the memo that only the brothers wear skull caps?
Really?
When Vinny wore the skull cap, they showed him with the skull cap on the sidelines last night during the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
which was great with Luther Vandross.
Right.
when a white guy, especially a white, hairy, Italian guy like Vinny Testaverde,
right.
when he wears a skull cap, it looks like one of those hairnets that you have to wear if you're working in a restaurant.
But that skull cap might be tough for him to get through an airport, I'll tell you that right now. I know he's Italian, but he looks like maybe he could be dangerous a little bit.
Yeah, he got like some of that Muslim look to him, doesn't he, a little
absolutely.
Bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, not that I'm into profiling of any kind, but
he's Italian.
An interesting look that Vinny had.
But I've never seen a white guy wear the skull cap last night, and he had it on. The shot of him on the sidelines.
I think we all ought to wear them for the show.
Skull cap?
Yeah, absolutely. Just wear them for the show. Right back here. And wear them up high, too. You know?
Might help the headphone hair.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hey, doing great.
That guy might be an insurance salesman to you, but that's your wife's financial planner.
Oh, no, that's... You're right.
Yeah, everybody.
You're right, yeah. Okay, I still hate him, though. Thanks, Andrew.
See
ya. Bye-bye. Doesn't mean I have to like him.
Is he pleasant when he comes over to see you? Is he a pleasant chap?
Sure, he's pleasant in that Undertaker way. You know what I mean?
So you don't socialize with him,
right? Oh, Jesus Christ, are you kidding? We get the clammy handshake when the guy comes over.
Oh, he's clammy.
The smell of death in the air. Here, sign this paper. Sign this paper, and when you die, your wife will be rich. Fine. Oh, Frida, these are delicious cookies. Look at him. Look at him. You should better get him some better clothes. Look how fat he is. Oh, he will die soon. You will be very rich.
Why don't you have more cookies and smoke a cigarette at the same time?
Awesome. All right, we got a break.
It's raining outside. Would you like to walk down your steps fast?
I got coffee, tea. How about a glass of embalming fluid? I would take a pint of your blood right now. Type O negative, very, very popular blood.
Maybe you should relax. I find listening to the radio plugged into the wall next to the tub is a good idea.
Clear them out, please, Joseph.
And maybe you could mix yourself some margaritas in your blender while you're in the tub.
Let's get a call. A call 100. Prize package selected especially for you, 877-365-3636. Oh, I never got to this thing from the consultant. We got started on the radio thing. I got to share that with you next. The radio consultant, the guy who I've been on and off friends with for over 20 years, I read his letter last week that he sent me before the World Trade Center tragedy,
right.
His constructive criticisms about the show,
mm-hmm.
and he sent me another email that, again, he asks, he writes this in capitals,
right.
which is like a way of screaming when you're writing emails.
Yes.
I'll ask again that this communication be totally between us.
Right.
All I can do is ask. It's ultimately your choice. Your conscience.
Ah, very good.
So I'll be reading that for you in a second.
There you go.
Now be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure in welcoming you aboard. Happy New Year's session. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
I thought this tape went a lot longer.
This isn't the long one?
I thought the Larry King tape with the anniversary thing went a lot longer.
I thought you were going to play a bunch of these celebrity greetings.
No, I thought I had a whole Larry King thing here. We'd walk right away and go, but you could dock the tapes. Yeah, I've heard of the Don and Mike Show. I've heard of it before, yeah. Timed outright.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
If they weren't on the radio, they'd be holding ye up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, time for the toe tapping. Touch tones. Not those. Hello, Don and Mike. White Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're call 100.
All right.
What's your name, please?
Kevin.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Listen, citizen, you've won the Come Together Concert Prize Pack from Capitol Records. TNC presents Come Together, a night for John Lennon, dedicated to New York. That's tonight at 8 on TNC, live from Radio City Music Hall. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. And thank you for listening. What is it we have to give away today? Some John Lennon thing? The John Lennon Casio electric guitar and 1 year supply of Gibson John Lennon strings.
Casino.
Oh, it's not Casio, it's
Casino.
It's a good
guitar.
So it's a good guitar. It's a Gibson?
I believe, well, the Gibson, an Epiphone.
Oh, it's a good guitar.
Wow. Excellent price.
That's a fine instrument.
See, I thought it said Casio. I thought it was
Casio
would be something that you press little buttons and make the guitar sound.
Well, now, haven't you seen the guys who have they have these things strapped on like guitars,
right.
But they're
it's a keyboard.
They're keyboards. I thought
I think maybe Mick Fleetwood does that. No, he does that with drums.
Right.
And a 1 year supply of John Lennon strings.
Well, that's good because, you know, when you blow a string out, that's good. Gibson, isn't that, that's like a top quality guitar.
All right.
Maker.
Well, we're giving it away at some point today, so stay tuned. Okay, the radio stuff. Oh, and also, I love this. Mexico City.
Yes.
Old Mexico City.
I've got a friend out in Old Mexico City.
Business leaders in Tijuana have asked the government to change their area code because they are concerned. Do you know this, the area code for Mexico City?
What is it?
666.
That's not good.
El Diablo! El Diablo! They are concerned that their area code will worsen the border city's reputation for violence because the number is associated with Satan.
We cannot have an area code with the mark of the devil.
In the Bible.
Now, everybody going across the border into the area code will have to have their scalp checked to see if there is the mark of the devil. Like Damien in The Omen.
I'm going to try it.
Maybe they've changed it already.
No, hold on. I think you can't call 555-1212 anymore. You got to call 411.
Now, is this in Mexico?
Old Mexico City.
Do you have to dial the international thing?
National 411. I don't think so. Maybe I do. I don't know.
What city and state?
Mexico City.
What listing?
Anything in area code 666.
Thank you.
You know what? It's Tijuana.
Oh, I got to tell you, you're on the radio right now. This is the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Okay.
Hope you don't mind being on the air. I'm reading in the newspaper that in Tijuana, Mexico, people are afraid because their area code is 666. Hey, did she just dump out of that? The lady just gave me her permission to go on the air.
She did.
Did she dump out of that?
I don't know, but she did give her permission.
Okay, so you're saying you need international directory?
In Tijuana, we need the name of the stable bar.
Okay, but international, you need to dial zero.
Oh, I got to dial zero. But can you confirm, though, ma'am, that the area code for Tijuana, Mexico is 666?
I don't have any international area codes.
She doesn't have them.
No, we don't even have an idea. Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. I don't even have an idea.
So if you're calling international information for Tijuana, ask for, you know, isn't Tijuana famous for its bars and brothels?
Mm-hmm.
Donkeys and women.
Don't they all have, like, cockfights and stuff like that?
Yeah, always. Yeah. Everything you want.
Yeah.
Like they're right across the border.
Yeah, why not? Next time, make it Tijuana.
Buzz vacations there.
30 minutes.
I know that Joe is vacation there, and the last time my wife Carrie was down there, she got her picture taken with a horse that was physically painted to look like a zebra. Living horse.
Does Joe has been to Tijuana?
I've got a picture of Joe in Tijuana.
Well, can we ask Joe, like, where we could call for information?
I'm not sure Joe's granting any interviews right now. I'll check.
Here he comes
right now.
Here he comes. Super Joe Ardinger.
Joe, what bar did you frequent down in Tijuana?
The bar in Tijuana we went to was at, I think, 4th Avenue and Revolution Avenue. I forget what it was called.
Do you remember any places down there, Joe, in your alcoholic haze?
Yeah.
What were some of the
bomb.
What?
It's the bomb.
No, do you remember any? Let me ask the question again so maybe you could listen this time. Do you remember any of the bars that you went to by name?
No. They're all in Spanish. I mean.
Right. See. They're all in Spanish.
But you get some nice brown pot down there, don't you?
Actually, a guy offered me 100 Vicodins for $100.
That's a bar.
I didn't have $100, so I tried talking down to like 20 so I could party, and he wouldn't budge.
God.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Now you know.
Well, at some point we'll try to call area code 666, and the girl on the dumb button, listen, don't dump out.
if the lady gives her permission to go on the air.
And so I do the real enchilada.
There he is.
You're killing me with that. All right, so the radio guy, this friend of mine, he's not a friend, he's an acquaintance of mine.
He's an acquaintance that's become a bit of a pest.
Yeah, he's a guy. Now, here's a guy I haven't heard from. Seriously, I've not talked with a guy on the telephone for maybe 6 or 7 years. And then it was, at best, it was just a, how you doing? I'm driving through town.
How
to the show.
You doing?
You know, one of those things. He's a guy that I used to work with when I worked up in southern New England about 20 years ago. And now he's a big consultant, and he sent me an email a couple of weeks ago. Well, with a whole bunch of things that we should do on the show.
It was very funny.
Like, he wanted to have a laugh track in here, have guys who would laugh at anything because he thinks you, the radio consumer, too stupid to laugh. With
ready, Rob? Go.
He was also a big advocate of doing the same bit at the same time every day.
Right.
He also wanted, when I had Frida on the air, that Frida should do like a Wife's Corner segment.
Yes, he's standing in and of itself, you know, freestanding.
So I read the email, and we made fun of him last week, and I get this over the weekend. Hello, Don. Well, you sliced me up pretty good on your show last week. And even though I strongly disagree with the use of the constructive criticism on the air, I do feel the need to follow up on a few points.
Oh, God. The password is humorless.
The guy is a radio consultant.
Right.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And he writes, like I said, in big letters, I'll ask again that this communication be totally between us. All I can do is ask. It's ultimately your choice. Your conscience.
Well, that to me is just a green light that says, yeah, go for it.
Like I'm breaking some moral rule right here by reading this on the air. Number one, your talk show is good, but by implementing a few of my suggestions, it could be so much more. And my ideas are not revolutionary. To the contrary, they are just good, basic, common radio rules that I know you learned long ago on top 40 stations and have now forgotten.
Surely or so. Mm-hmm.
Rule number one, KISS. Keep it short, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I tell my clients, keep it short, sensibly.
Hey, of course, because you don't want to tell your clients stupid, especially if you are humorless.
You guys ramble on and on with seemingly no direction.
Yes.
Break after break.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don, as leader of the show and as, in essence, your show's PD, you should have a definite start and end for every bit, every joke, every call-in feature you do.
He does not get it.
Working without a net is dangerous. Every once in a while, you take a tumble. Rule of thumb in talk radio, even FM hot talk, is this.
Rule of thumb.
Okay, now here's the rule.
Here are the rules.
No caller gets more than 3 minutes of airtime.
Oh, God.
180 seconds. And you cut them off. Change the topic. That is the attention span your listeners are accustomed to in this MTV world.
There it is. There's the first sign. Guys like this, you, the listener, you are idiots. That's the basic theme that runs through all consultants, all program directors. The listeners are dumb.
Right, and you can't give a listener more than 3 minutes because the people listening won't listen to that.
Absolutely.
180 seconds, cut them off, change the topic. That's the attention span your listeners are accustomed to, the MTV listeners. God, accommodate them. I heard you arguing with a female caller for almost 30 minutes last week about the celebrity telethon.
Mm-hmm.
These red flags went through my mind. One, treasure your female listeners.
Here we go.
Never argue with them. It alienates all other women who are listening. Two, never resort to name calling.
No.
Oh, I heard you call this listener a bitch and a whore. Granted, she called you names, but why can't you be the bigger person?
Sure.
Three, the America under attack premise is never to be criticized. Think how many flag wavers you offended by saying that the telethon was depressing. Now, more than ever, be American and be proud. We unite in times of crisis. You did shame on your profession by not simply saying it was a great show and moving on.
Wow, he seems a little... he's moving into the land of the obsessed.
Mm-hmm. And number four, if you had followed the 180-second rule, this bit would have never happened.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, man.
Neither were the ratings.
It's cracked.
Wouldn't have gotten into trouble.
It's cracked my ass up. Here you go. Here's next point. I've heard you mention other radio stations and air personalities by name. As a matter of fact, we did it earlier tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you charge them your rate card fee for this free advertising?
Oh, God.
Never, 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 never. Five times in capitals. If you must, just say, quote, that lame station across town. Even that should only be done in extreme situations.
Yes, for God's sakes, don't mention the competition, even though you're number one in the ratings.
You mocked my concept of a studio of guys laughing. I stand by the concept. Your show is funny, but I'll bet a large percentage of your listeners don't know it because they are not being led and instructed on when to laugh.
Once again, the theme of you are stupid.
Doesn't get it.
Finally, the repeated use of terms like Jew, fag, retard have no place on any radio show.
Hear, hear.
Would you like it, Don, if I called you a retarded fag guinea wop?
Wow.
Mm, some hidden feelings there. Perhaps.
Yeah, I believe so. I think there's anger in this letter. There's anger coming through.
He was mad that I read the last thing that we
yes,
just
of
got.
Course.
Okay. Don, would you like it if I called you a retarded fag guinea wop? I bet not.
It would roll off your back.
These terms are why most DJs have a delay system in place. Be responsible. Delete these out of your show. Don, I know you don't want to hear this. It hurts to hear the truth. I am a friend and a fan, and I hate to see your career going this way. I know until you recently changed time slots, your show dominated the ARBs. That's the ratings, the Arbitrons. Number one, 12 plus, five books in a row. So obviously the guy's done the research, right?
Yeah, well, that's good.
He knows that we're number one in the ratings.
Right.
Our afternoon show is. Congratulations. How does it feel to have sold your radio and mortal soul for common ratings?
Wow, he's angry.
I'll tell you something, Pete. Feels effing great.
My goodness, he is he's an angry man.
You now have the time and the audience to make a difference. Don't waste time on sex games and filthy talk.
Oh, wow, wait a minute. Now he's got, this is the agenda.
Don't waste time on sex games and filthy talk. Don't argue with your wife on the radio. Don't argue with callers. Don't badmouth management of your or other radio stations.
Oh, God.
Don, prove to me that you're above the fray on this one. Read this personal email on the air, and our relationship will be severed forever.
Oh, dear. I think you've made that decision.
Two reasons. First, your audience doesn't care what I'm writing to you, and they don't understand what I'm writing
to you. Yes, here we go. That's the third time. Boy, this guy is a tool.
Second, I'm asking I'm asking you this as a friend. And you would never want your listeners to hear the truth that I've written.
I'm
scared to read this to our listeners.
Wow, this guy's a little wrapped up.
Okay, we'll give him the last two paragraphs.
Is this guy older? Is he super old?
No, he's about our age.
Really?
Yeah. You're a great radio talent, one of the best ever. I fondly remember our nights together with the other fellows at the Denny's in Providence, dreaming about our careers. And he's right. I used to get together with all my... We all did. When we were coming up the ladder, you know, you'd get done with your shift, you'd go to Denny's.
Is that when Howard Hoffman would eat the butter?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Great gag. This guy, Howard Hoffman. He used to crack our ass up. We'd go into Denny's. We'd all order our food after our shift. And he would order a stick of butter. And the waitress would come over and bring him a stick of butter. And he would get a knife and a fork, and he would eat the butter. He would cut it into pieces. He just did it just to make us laugh.
Just as a gag.
Fantastic.
I don't like gags like that.
Let me see. I finally remember our nights together with the other fellas at Denny's in Providence dreaming about our careers. Uh-huh. You have come the furthest of the entire group. But at what cost?
Oh, my God.
Don't turn your back on the radio basics you've employed at WLS and KIIS-FM. Don, keep the inside stuff off the air. Mark my words. Continue to do a daily impression of the Larry Sanders Show, and you will end up as successful as Gary Shandling.
What? He's really out of his mind.
Out of touch.
I'll take that deal.
Wow.
Look where inside media humor got Gary Shandling. At one time, he was the heir apparent to Johnny Carson. Any idea what he's doing now? Exactly.
Yeah, probably counting his money.
Yeah, yeah, Gary Shandling's a big failure.
God.
Finally, I look forward to talking to you soon. If not, good luck. You were at one time one of the best. I still play air checks of you from 1981 to my clients to show them how good radio sounds. I'd be ashamed to play a tape of your current show to anyone.
Okay.
All the best.
Wow.
Pete.
Well, he's angry.
He is.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger. You know, that first thing...
I know, he's listening. He works out of the New Haven, Hartford area, so he can probably pick us up.
He's down in New Haven. He can hear us.
You can get an EW in Connecticut.
Yeah, you can get it in New Haven, Connecticut. He probably is listening, and it's just... He's so angry with that second letter.
Yeah, well...
I mean, he just lays the whole... He tips his hand. First of all, he's got the regular consultant thing that we've known for years, which is you're stupid. You, the listener, are, you know, not to be trusted, not to be given credit, not to be given airtime, which is, we've disagreed with throughout our relationship here.
And I think this comes through also. He was mad that I read the first letter on the air.
Yeah.
And I do think the guy, bless his heart, he is so freaking stupid. He really thinks...
He thinks everything that's on the radio here is serious, too.
And he also thinks that by reading this, that people aren't going to understand... That there are consultants for radio stations who tell disc jockeys to do stupid things.
Absolutely.
Doesn't know our audience.
I think people can relate to this.
Oh, they sure can.
God damn it.
That's pretty... But towards the end is when he really, you know, sell your soul, you know, the whole nine yards.
God. You dominated ARBs. Number one, 12 plus, 5 books in a row. Congratulations. How does it feel to have sold your radio and moral soul for some ratings?
Wow.
I got news for you. Feels great. Feels outstanding.
My goodness, an angry man.
On top of the freaking world. And I don't care if you call me a retarded fat guinea wop, which apparently is what he must really think of me, that I'm a retarded fat guinea wop.
He's not a happy man.
That's okay.
Not a happy man.
I'm going to tell you something else, Pete. When we were at Denny's in Providence, we all hated the fact that you came with us. We all thought you were a dick back then, 20 years ago.
Was he kind of a... Too?
He was the overnight guy.
Yeah.
You know, who just kind of tagged along.
Jesus, what a prick.
I hope you're enjoying this, hearing this. Send me another note. I'll read that one on the air, too.
You will, too.
Because ultimately, as you wrote, Pete, it's my choice. It's my conscience, man.
Oh, my God.
I'll sleep fine tonight. Trust me.
Was he always
fine.
A serious-minded kind of guy?
Yeah.
Like, humorless? Like, was he the kind of guy, like, if you guys would be falling out of the booth at Denny's, that he'd kind of keep
laugh.
It? Yeah, I know the
never
type.
And he was also this type of guy. He was the, at the station I worked at in Providence, he was the assistant PD.
Right.
And he was the type of guy who... If you change the format, like, and you played one record before you're supposed to play another record,
right?
He would call the program director and tell on you.
Oh my!
He was one of these guys.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
Hey Gary, he would call Gary Berserkowitz all the time. Yeah.
One of your favorites.
Yeah. Hey Gary, it's Pete. Wow. I just heard Don playing Kung Fu Fighting at 07 when he should have played it at 013.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's old school right there. That's old school consultants.
And it's just got to kill this guy that he hears this show that breaks every one of his stupid radio rules. Mm-hmm. And he's a highly successful consultant. He's got like 200 radio stations.
And it's not soul selling that has resulted in the ratings. It's the fact that we haven't followed those rules.
Well, you've shaken him to the core. Look at his logic. He's saying on one hand, if you do the stuff that you do, you're not going to be successful. On the other hand, he's saying you've sold your soul to the devil and are successful because
right.
you've done these things.
And here, there's the basic difference right there. This guy, you know, thinks of Gary Shandling as a failure,
yeah.
thinks of the Larry Sanders Show as a failure because he probably didn't like it. He probably didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
And we thought, I think it's one of the greatest shows that's ever been on television.
Correct.
Maybe the greatest. And by the way, what is a radio soul anyway? Your radio soul.
And you know, we should also point out, Gary Shandling would still be on HBO if he had chosen to be on
right,
the show.
Right.
He was lazy. He decided he didn't want to write the show anymore.
He walked away.
Well, he made tons of money.
Right, and he walked away. He's counting his money
he's
now.
He's not like you and me. We got families to support. Otherwise, we would have walked away years ago.
Christ.
Hello. What am I doing here?
Stupid stock market.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Doesn't this a-hole realize that he's giving you great radio?
Well, he probably doesn't.
You know,
I wouldn't think
no.
he would.
Really? I don't think so. And I also believe that from the tone of this letter, I think that he's, like, writing to this like we're friends. That I bet that he would think there's no way I would read this one on the air.
Right.
You know, especially with the stuff that, you know, I'll ask this communication be totally between us. It's all I can do to ask. It's
ultimately...
Your choice.
It would be the Don and Mike show without you guys being jackasses, so...
Your conscience.
Honor. Thank you for that wonderful compliment. I like that.
Your conscience.
We are jackasses.
Thanks.
And Mike, we now have the time and the audience to make a difference.
Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Our difference that we make every day is trying to divert people from the crap in their day-to-day lives.
And to show you just what a bull-ass... Hold on, what did it say on the paper? What was the... hold on. What's the word that Hot 99.5 uses?
Ish.
Ish. What an ish business radio really is.
Total ish.
Total ish. Bull ish. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to say that guy is a total tool, and if there's anything right with the world, it'd be sharing a box with Magic Christian somewhere.
Well, he can eat the corn out of my ish.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air with us. Hello there.
Hey, does this guy, hey, this fat cat again. Hey.
Oh, listen, hold on. I know the guy's calling like twice in the same show.
No way.
Spread it out, please.
So many people trying to get through.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You have 180 seconds. Go. Hello?
Hello?
Clock's ticking, pal.
Come on now. You've already wasted 10 seconds here of your 180 seconds.
All right. I want to talk about the Buckeyes.
The
who?
From
the
Buckeyes. From the Ohio State University?
The Ohio State University.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
First of all, I'm guessing you might... the national championship within the next 3 years.
Oh, no, hold on. Don't tell me what they might do. Tell me what they have done.
All right. They have the number one recruiting class for next year.
Okay. Again, you're talking about things that will happen in the future.
All right. They got rid of that bum Cooper, so now they have a championship coach who has won 5 1AA.
Listen, can you just tell me why all the... Can you tell me why all the dumb players get on and go... Rufus Letitia, the Ohio State. Why? Why? Why can't they just say Rufus Letitia, Ohio State?
That's a good question, I have to admit.
Thank you. And,
hey, well, now there's an Ohio State defender.
There you go.
Sorry, again. Bill.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Pete. You know, you guys, I don't know when to laugh. You should play a laugh track. And furthermore, you should play more records. What's the matter with you?
Okay, get out of here.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What jabroni's voice was that I just heard? That guy that just called in a second ago, what a moron he was. Look,
yeah.
First of all, anybody, you could tell right away, like Mike said, that the guy was hot about, you know, the first reading. And the guy had to be a complete moron to not know that you weren't going to read it again. On top of which, there's absolutely nobody offended by anything that you do. Trust me when I tell you, from the minute I first heard you guys till this very minute now, which is a few years, I haven't been with you guys that many years, but I can tell you, it's brought a lot of happiness on my rides home and during the daytime and, you know, a few laughs here and there where you wouldn't, especially now. So tell him, please, to shut his yapper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well said.
You know, I will call the guy. What am I saying? He won't come on the air. There's not a chance the guy
will
come on.
Are you
going
to call him off air and try to to salvage the severed relationship? Because he said if you read that, the relationship would be severed.
Severed. No, that's right.
And then he signed it. Are you going to try to, like, connect all the nerve endings and stuff like that and sew the hand back on?
Read this personal email on the air and our relationship will be severed forever.
Forever. God, he sounds like a humorless.
Two reasons. Your audience doesn't care or understand this, and I'm asking you as a friend. And you would never want your listeners to hear what I've written. Yeah, like you've written all the dangerous secrets that me and Mike don't want out there.
Boy, he uses that term friend loosely, doesn't he?
But Mike...
You know, friends, there's a word called unconditional friendship, you know, where you just kind of let it happen.
At time, I was one of the best. He played air checks at me from 1981.
Right.
He'd be ashamed to play a tape of our current show to anyone.
That brings tears to my eyes, yeah, Don. It really does.
I wipe my ass with this, okay?
Be happy, make somebody else.
Pete, you dumbass. Dope. There's a reason I'm here doing this, and you're a consultant. Okay?
You just want to.
Because if you could do it, you'd be doing it. You wouldn't be telling other stations what order to play their box of records in.
Very, very interesting. A lot of issues between the lines of that letter.
Hello, mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
How are you?
Okay. Hey, Rob, any chance we can get the air conditioning in here working?
Just reset it again.
Man, it's like a million degrees in here. There's a
get some AC in there.
Or is it me because I read that letter?
It's you because you read the letter. Okay. It is definitely not what it usually is in here, but it's not as hot. It's you're just hot under the collar reading that letter. I can see your forehead shining a little bit.
What can we do for you?
Gotta be coming.
That guy can go ish in his hat. He can. That consultant.
He can go ish in his hat.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I'm a first-time caller. I've never called. I just started recently listening to
to your show here, and I'm, you know, I liked it. You're pretty good. You're pretty funny guy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be changing the whole format, though, based on this new consultant's letter that we got.
Yeah, we're going to change everything right now, and, you know, we're going to be limiting the time that our listeners can talk to us.
You see?
We're not going to say anything offensive
because
anymore.
Because of their attention span, right?
Right, that's right, because you guys, you have a very short attention span. But listen, thanks for calling me the fat fag, the fag retard guinea wop.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Way to keep him under 180 seconds.
I did it, Mike.
That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Diane, and I'm calling from Connecticut. And that consulting guy, he probably can listen to you because I'm in Bridgeport and I can hear you.
All right, good. Yeah. So you're further than New Haven. That's good.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't need a stinking little laugh box to make me laugh at your jokes.
Well,
why doesn't he give his email address and have your viewers email him with our comments?
He probably like, you know what he would really like was the show that we did like 15 years ago when we had the morning zoo and
we had a drum in here and I had a duck quacker.
Yeah. That's really up his eye.
We had a lot of noise in here when we first started.
We got a tape we run that is pretty true that says Don and Mike, they were born zoo.
Yeah, and it was so true.
But we like to think we've grown out of that. Thank you, Diane. Hello, last call, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, remember one thing, okay? Those who can't do it, consult people that can. All right, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. If you do everything that this guy's saying to do, you'll have no radio. Everything will be music 24 hours a day. I think you guys are great.
Hey, man. See, now, again, all we're doing is proving to this guy
right. That
the listeners are not stupid like you think they are.
Listen to the callers, Pete.
Right. Has this guy ever been on the air?
Peter.
Yeah, he was an all-night disc jockey at Pro FM in Providence. He's a failed disc jockey.
Well, then he must have followed his own rules because obviously he's not on the air no more.
I think he worked at KC101. Is that the station in New Haven?
I think so, yes.
He was like the overnight disc jockey there, too.
I never listened to it.
Never made it to a daytime shift.
You guys are great. Getting wops.
Thank you.
Well, you know, when you're a creature of the night and you're overnight, that's, you know, that's a different world in radio. That's
overnight.
Overnight, you know, lots of stuff going on.
Got a break. We're going to break his rule right here in a second. I want to tell you that there's been controversy about a disc jockey who we compete against, Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard this, but it's a giant story in the industry about Rush Limbaugh's voice.
Mm-hmm.
That over the last couple of months, apparently listeners have noticed something in Rush Limbaugh's voice.
Yeah, something very odd.
And even though he's doing his show at the same time as we are right now, with the miracle of satellite in just a moment, we will be interviewing Rush Limbaugh to find out exactly what the dealio is with his voice. Okay? And I've heard everything. I've heard from polyps to he's using a harmonizer he's had a stroke.
Right.
Oh, dear.
So see if you can guess which we are going to select. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I am hope.
Let them scrape your nipples off their fine leather seats. Don and Mike.
877-365-3636. So you call at 202-432-1067. Listen, I just got some intelligence here from the lovely Tammy, our promotions director.
Very nice.
This John Lennon Casino Electric guitar we're giving away?
You mean the Casino, not Casio.
Casino. You know what this baby is worth?
What?
Over $3,000.
The Gibson's, family of great guitar makers.
I thought it was like something you could buy at Toys R Us.
That's a killer guitar.
So we're going to have to come up with something to give that away later.
Good.
We'll do that. That's on today's show. Tomorrow, Adam West, Batman.
Yay.
Of course. He's coming back on the show, and for the first time ever, We'll be giving Batman the sex quiz.
Ah, that'll be wonderful. And, you know, it covers the whole lifespan of Batman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Batman. I love that TV show. You're going to have to indulge me tomorrow.
You get all gooey when Batman comes in here. And I like Batman, not because I was the big fan of the show that you were, but I like Adam West. Adam West is still kind of that Batman persona. He puts it on. At least he did years ago when we had him in the studio.
The only thing about him that he does that I don't really buy, and maybe I'll call him on it tomorrow, is that his whole rap, even we've had him on quite a few times, it's always, I knew Batman was a joke. I knew the show was a joke. I knew it was being played for laughs. And back when
you don't believe that?
No, I think when they made the show, I don't think that they were bright enough to know that the show was really like a fall-down comedy. Then it would... What?
You're cracking me up, because I think when it comes to superheroes, you definitely... You're skewed in your perspective.
I am not.
I look at that show, and I say, Jesus, how could they not? I mean, you think that he went in thinking it was like... That he was like a real superhero?
Yeah.
But you look at that show, and the show is a comedy.
But I'm telling you, back when it came out, back when I was a kid back in the 60s, you never read anything from Adam West saying, hey, I know that this is really a comedy.
But when you look at it.
It was only after everybody else told him it was a comedy that he started coming out with this stuff saying it was a comedy.
You look at that show, though, and you see the way they deliver their lines and the way they behave and the way they act.
And have you seen Adam West in any other stuff? I've seen him in other stuff. I got news for you. That's his acting style.
Okay. He's so not. You think he thought he was like doing a serious superhero
yeah.
show?
Okay. Yes, and now, of course, 30, 40 years later, he can go.
Now he can live the lie.
I knew that it was a comedy. It was high comedy. It was camp.
Didn't he talk to us the last time he was on the show? Didn't he talk about how they enjoyed doing the shows, that it was just a laugh riot when they were doing them, that on the set of Batman, they were, at the time, the hippest cats in Hollywood?
Well, I don't know. You know, and no one loves Batman more than me or Adam West more than me.
Right.
I watched, Buzz got me the Batman DVD for my birthday.
Isn't it true that really what this story is a little boy who probably was disappointed that it was a joke when he grew up?
Well, first
because
off,
he took it so seriously when he was younger.
First off, when I was a kid, when the Batman show was on, I was, I don't know, nine?
Right.
Eight, nine when it came on?
And I was the same age. We didn't think of it as a joke.
I never thought it was funny.
Just like when kids are watching cartoons, you know, the Warner Brothers cartoons, they're written for adults.
But my, those are cartoons.
I know.
Batman's a real guy.
He hurt you, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, anyway, tomorrow, maybe you can help me with his intervention tomorrow.
Now I look forward to it 10 times as much.
With Adam West. Because on this DVD that Buzz got me for my birthday that has interviews with Batman and Robin now, and my God, you think we're fat, you think that, King of Queens is fat, you should get a look at Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin's put on the pounds?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Gigantic fat. Oh,
that's not good for Robin to gain that kind of weight.
And they've got all this, as a matter of fact, let me play a brief snippet of the DVD that Buzz got me.
Okay.
Here's
right.
Burt Ward. Robin the Boy Wonder.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Wow. Of course, Robin. We must get to the antiquarian library.
No more tights for him.
There he is. But on this DVD that Buzz got me, there's lots of talk with Adam West, sitting in his director's chair. And he's old now, but he's not as old as other old actors.
Right, exactly.
He's held up pretty well. He's going, you know, he's laughing. He's going, we knew it was a gag. It was a tremendous comedic show. It was a comedy without a laugh track.
Yes.
It was really ahead of its time.
Right.
And I don't buy it. I mean, it's fine to say that now.
So you think when he's pulling himself up to that helicopter with the plastic shark attached to him, that he... do you think he's that dumb?
Yeah. Or maybe I'm that dumb. You know, maybe I'm the dumb guy.
I don't think it's that you're dumb. I think it's that you remembered the show. You were into the show as a kid, probably more than a lot of kids.
More than any kid.
More than any kid.
More than any
kid. A lot of kids were into it. I mean, I was into that show, too.
How many other kids, you know, jumped off their roof wearing their Batman suits and broke their arms?
I didn't do that, but I tell you, it seemed to me that when I was growing up in that era, everybody had a Batman suit. I mean, Batman was, there's like a 2-year period when I swear to God, I was really into Batman.
Everybody watched. We drew the bat symbol on our notebooks at school.
Right?
Yeah, but yeah, come on. I'm Johnny retard when it comes to Batman.
I had a Batman lunchbox.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Let's look at my collection. Let's look inside the mind of the retarded fag guinea for a moment. Let's look at my collection. And fortunately, I've grown out of this now. But back when the movie came out with Michael Keaton,
right,
I called the movie company, mm-hmm, and I bought one of the rubber suits.
One of the real ones.
Yeah, not one of the ones you could go to the novelty store and get.
Right.
I bought one of the real ones.
And you transformed when you put that suit on.
I would come to the radio show and would put on my goddamn Batman suit.
And you'd run on the street outside.
I would.
I love that.
How retarded was that?
I'd give $1 million to have you do that.
How retarded was that? And I paid an exorbitant amount of money for the suit. It was what they Michael Keaton had like eight Batman suits that they made.
Right.
And I bought one of the real suits. And now the cowl that I which was worth, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars back then. Now it's just sitting on our cutout of Mr. Cleanup in our office.
It is, but it's a beautiful cowl.
It is.
And then when they had the George Clooney Batman, or maybe it was the Val Kilmer Batman, who had like the silver metal Batman suit.
Yes, right.
I bought one of those too.
You have, don't you have an autographed Batman poster from the creator of the strip?
I have the autograph.
Danny Kaye, what's that guy's name?
Bob Kane. I have a picture he wrote, a picture he drew, and below it says, Bat's Wishes, Bob Kane. He's dead now, so that's a collectible.
Right, that's very valuable. Right?
I have, F you, Mike.
I'm trying to be serious.
I have the Batman movie poster.
Right.
Now, what's great about this is that it's the Japanese Batman movie poster. So it says Batman, but then like all the words are in Japanese except right, where it says Michael Keaton, and it's signed by him, and I got the signed stuff by Adam West and by Burt Ward. And
it's always fun to have him on the show. But you, I guess you carried it, you know, for a longer time. But there are a lot of aficionados of that.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of confused by the whole serious thing. They're not believing Adam West.
And I'm going to call him on it tomorrow.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Going to call him on it tomorrow. But other than that, I've grown out of it. I mean, I'm still a Batman fan.
Well, you go through phases with your superheroes.
I don't wear the suit anymore, though.
Right.
You haven't seen me wear the rubber Batman suit for 5 or 6 years.
No, I think you're waiting for the next uniform to come along. You're waiting for the next show that will strike you in such a way as Star Trek Next Generation did when you wore a variety of uniforms from
I'm proud to tell you that. Yeah, and I had the kind that you have to go to the dumb conventions and buy.
And the pinnacle of that era, which, you know, and there are phases that you've gone through that I've been fortunate enough to be around. The pinnacle of that would be when we were all invited to Don's house
party
for the Star Trek party, mm-hmm, which included Jeremy Coleman.
Everybody had to dress up as their favorite Star Trek character.
And we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
You guys did.
Willingly.
We still have pictures of that.
That was an interesting evening.
And for me, the highlight...
I couldn't pour the booze down enough that night.
And again, I don't know what it is about me. If there's like a TV show that I like, I couldn't get the knockoff Batman suit.
Right.
I had to call Warner Brothers and say, yeah, you know, okay, how much is the suit? $3,000? That's fine. I want to buy the real rubber Batman suit. And the thing comes in the box one day, and my wife looks at the bill and she goes, you spent $3,000 for a rubber Batman suit. I said, well, honey, it's one that it was Michael Keaton's in the movie.
It's the real deal.
And same with the Star Trek. I have all of the fake uniforms. I got a uniform my wife made me.
Yep.
I got a uniform I got from the costume company down the street.
Right.
I got the one from the convention. Mm-hmm. But I was not satisfied until I had an actual Star Trek uniform.
Yes.
That was actually worn by someone on the show.
And you did, and you wore it well.
I got it.
When Adam is here, will you ask him the question about Cesar Romero?
Which question?
The one that made Mr. Gorshin so upset about whether or not Cesar Romero experimented with homosexuality.
Oh, yeah, I got no problem asking Adam West, sure, if Cesar Romero was a fag.
And I know we asked him the last time he was here, but I want to get the full story of why Cesar Romero never shaved the mustache.
Because he refused to. I know the answer.
Really?
Because it was his trademark, and he refused to shave it off.
It was great, though. I mean, the fact that he had the mustache under his makeup.
Yeah, they had the same trouble with Aunt Harriet.
But since Star Trek Next Generation went off the air, I'm out of that phase now.
Oh, no. You had Odo. You had that.
Oh, right. Deep Space Nine, yeah.
Briefly. Where he gave you his mask.
His face.
His face.
He gave me his face.
That's right.
His face. That was,
but, I mean, what about and the new one you say you're semi-into?
Yeah, but I'm not nuts about the uniform on the new Star Trek Enterprise show.
Good show, though.
Hello, yeah, excellent show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, good morning.
Hi.
Two questions.
Yes.
If you could resurrect anyone of the infamous villains of the Batman series outside of the mainline villains, it'd be.
Are you talking like about Bookworm, Egghead, King Tut?
Bookworm, Egghead, Clock King, Mad Hatter.
See, I never liked those guys.
I liked King Tut.
King Tut was
I forgot about King Tut.
Victor Buono who was King Tut?
Victor Buono.
One of the great fat guy character actors. You know, just fantastic.
I didn't like that.
Walter Slezak. I think he was Clock King.
Would that be any relation to Erica Slezak?
For One Life to Live?
Never heard of him.
Rob Spencer's son. I didn't like it. They had Liberace as a criminal one time. They had Zsa Zsa Gabor as a criminal.
Right.
No, I was happy with the basic core.
The mere fact that they had Liberace on that show, would you say that they were a politically correct show for the time?
No,
back
then you kept it in the closet.
Liberace still had the thing where all the blue hairs were going to see him in Vegas, and Liberace would come out the biggest queer in the world, and all the women would go, isn't it amazing that he's not married yet? He's the world's most eligible bachelor.
That's back when people weren't with it. They didn't understand that whole thing. Look at his fur coat.
Hey, Don and Mike, I followed you guys from D.C., and I followed you from WAVA. I want to thank you guys. I listened to you guys religiously during the coverage, and you surprised me. You shocked the hell out of me. But you guys are on point. You guys are really on point.
All right, thank
and I love your show. Been
Thanks.
Listening to you and going to keep listening to you. Y'all have a good day.
Where are you from? D.C.?
No, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, but I was in D.C. for a good long while.
Gotcha.
I talked with you guys about some dating fiasco that I had way back once upon a time, but it's so obscure, I wouldn't even begin to hope that you'd remember.
No, I'm sure we wouldn't. Thank you, though.
Keep listening, and thank you very much.
Bye-bye, and I'm sorry you went over your 180 seconds.
Yep. It was so good, though.
It's worth it. Broke the DJ rule.
Where do you stand on Freeze, Sanders or Preminger?
Oh, Preminger.
Preminger.
Preminger is the great Mr. Freeze.
Was it George Sanders, the other one, who was also the voice?
Colonel.
George Sanders was the voice of Shere Khan in The Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
But for my money on Batman, you give me an episode with the Joker, the Riddler, or the Penguin, I'm there. That's the big three.
The big three, though, who would you prefer?
I love the Joker.
See, I love the Riddler.
Yeah. Gorshin Riddler.
Gorshin.
Yeah, now when they made Gomez Adams the Riddler.
Right. He looked a little saggy.
That was ridiculous.
Saggy in his spandex.
I didn't like when they changed Catwoman all the time, too.
Yeah, Catwoman, Lee Merriweather.
She was in the movie.
Right.
Eartha Kitt was the third Catwoman.
And Julie Newmar.
The foxiest character.
However, I'll tell you that I would have banged Batgirl. That was a sign that the show was going downhill when they brought in Batgirl.
Yeah.
Goddamn,
Craig.
She was hot.
Very, very hot.
Oh, speaking of hot, I have to.
Would you rather do her as Batgirl or as Barbara Gordon?
As Batgirl, because that's
Barbara Gordon, the commissioner's daughter.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I got something here. Speaking of piece of ass.
That's my daughter.
Give me a
second. That's a delightful little town.
Where's here it is, the tabloid I was just reading. You know, the tabloids, as far as the show goes now, they're virtually worthless.
Yeah.
Because there's no good stuff about celebrities. They're all about Bin Laden.
Yes, they are.
The Globe, the Inquirer. But on the last page of the Globe, they got pictures of Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Wearing a bikini in, where is it?
That'll get my feet off the table.
In Australia?
Yeah.
She's in Australia. And take a look at this. And what a piece of ass this girl is. They got a shot of her coming out of the water. And she's pulling down her pants.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
doing that thumb thing with the bikini.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see the garden, but damn, you know that the hair has just got to be right there.
Yeah, if there's any.
If there is any. And here she is.
I like that upper right-hand corner shot.
This one?
Favorite. Yes.
Yeah, where she's frolicking on the beach where you can see right in the crack of her underpants. And here she is with the high beams on when she's getting in the water.
Did somebody fill in her mouth there? with Sharpie?
How do you mean?
I don't think.
Yeah. Well, is that just... Why does that look so weird?
You know, I think somebody did.
Somebody filled her mouth in with Sharpie.
Did color that in?
No. Did somebody color that in?
She has no teeth there in that picture.
And in this, but she's got her top
off. Yeah, look at this, though. Here's the best Britney Spears picture. She's sunbathing with her top off, and she's got her boobs laying down on the ground, you know, but wow. She's leaning up towards the camera. Oh, my God.
She's got an ample boob.
She sure does. And here they got a picture of her doing that thing. You know what girls do at the beach when they get up?
Well, that's what she's doing when she's coming out of the water, right? Where she's running her thumbs down in it?
No. See, here it's on the front, though.
Yeah, she's doing the same move.
And they got a shot back here where she's pulling up by her ass cheeks.
Yeah, right. And, you know, she looks like that top has her strapped down a little bit.
Yeah, I watched the her new video.
Ooh.
Someone asked me, what about the song? I said, frankly, who cares? The song is like all of our other songs.
It's not about the music.
But the video I watched on MTV, The Making Of,
mm-hmm.
where it was a half hour of Britney Spears.
Getting ready.
God damn, is she is such a POA.
Getting into her outfits.
Such a POA. Mm-hmm. And now that she's a little more grown up,
right.
She's like, she's just painting on the mascara like Christina Aguilera.
Sure.
She's dressing more and more like a whore. It's fantastic.
God bless her.
I mean, I don't know how I got to Britney Spears from Batgirl.
Right.
Because Batgirl was very hot, but nowhere near.
Britney Spears would be a very good Batgirl if they were making that show today.
She would be better than, who was that chubby girl who played Batgirl with George Clooney?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, that's right. Alicia Silverstone. Right. She gained a few libs.
You know, she's coming out in something, I think, pretty soon.
I like her.
Alicia Silverstone is, I think she's lost that. She's gone through that phase of gaining the weight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, just wanted to remind you about the episode where they had all four of them on there.
That was the movie.
Yeah. No, it was the episode of Batman where they took over the UN. It was the Joker, the
right,
Riddler.
That was the Batman movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was a Batman movie. Please, best episode ever.
Don't challenge me on
that. Is that like a movie in theaters, or was it a made-for-TV movie?
No, it was a movie in theaters.
With the TV cast.
And as a matter of fact, listen, this is how cheap they were.
Mm-hmm.
They really made the movie just so that they could get a bunch of location shots to use on the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite episode
of
the show?
Is the movie when they're in the helicopter and
the shark?
With the shark.
And they crash land onto a foam rubber convention. That's how they live through it.
I think my favorite Batman episode is the first one with the Riddler, where Jill St. John falls into the atomic reactor.
I like the one where they turn the reservoir into strawberry jelly.
Hey,
it's a good one.
That's
Mike,
cool.
What's your favorite?
I like them all.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don't roll your eyes, Mike.
Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Listening to your comments about the things you own, the Batman paraphernalia.
Yeah.
I'm a local collector. We buy and sell primarily print and dimensional objects from movies, events.
Yes.
Are you prepared to let it go yet?
No.
Answer me these questions three.
What you would offer as a total package.
Didn't I see you in Toy Story 2?
What would you... seriously, here's what I have. I have a Michael Keaton Batman suit from the original Batman movie, okay, from Warner Brothers. I also have the Val Kilmer Batman suit. I also have the Odo mask. And I have a real crewman's uniform from Star Trek TNG. How much would you pay me for all those?
Let me ask first, on the first one you mentioned, from the Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of a manufacturing symbol, label? Or
I have a manufacturing symbol.
He's got a certificate of authenticity.
I do.
Right here.
Hmm. Mike just wrote a sign that says, it's effing real.
Well, there are a couple ways to tell.
No, as a matter of fact, on the inside, it's got the Warner Brothers stamp, and it says 008.
And doesn't one part of the suit have it where Michael Keaton Brown crown?
Yeah. And I have a letter from Warner Brothers saying that there were eight suits made for the movie, and this is suit number eight.
There you go.
That was actually used in one of the scenes where he's just standing around.
Right. Any AMF letter codes underneath?
AMF! AMF. No, listen, you know what?
I like the mysticism.
Make me an offer. I have no time to...
Okay, well, based on what you've outlined and what I did here, I could go 149.
149 what?
Dollars.
Oh, F you.
God.
$149?
He paid a lot more for it.
I paid $3,000 for the stupid rubber suit.
Well, this is 2001. And that's about the value.
Right. Well, eat me raw with a flavor straw.
What about the signed, Carol Kane poster?
Bob Kane poster.
From the author? It's probably worth about $15.
Oh, come on. No, listen, that's
what
not
it is,
true. You don't know dick about this. What it is, it's an actual drawing
right. That
he made of Batman, and he signed and dated.
Exactly. That's worth approximately $15.
You don't know the freaking thing. AMFU.
No, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, get out of here.
Can always tell with that tone. No, yeah,
go to
that's
hell.
Worth 9 cents.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kermit.
Hey, Kermit.
Hey, do you want to let you know that Britney Spears is supposed to come out with a movie, and she's supposed to be topless?
Really? She's going to be? No.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the movie yet, but it was like all over at one point.
The movie called Every Man in America is Buying a Ticket for This Movie. That's what they're calling that.
Hey, did you get the two books I sent you?
Two Beautiful Teats. That's the name of that movie. Two Great Teats.
Britney's Tees.
Yeah. Britney's Bits. I move them around.
Britney Spears.
What books? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I sent you like Batman book and the Superman book I told you about.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. Thank you.
No problem.
Those are worth about 35 cents.
The show gets out of control when we talk about NASCAR or about Batman. My apologies. Teetney Spears. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't your mom is right here? Hello, say hello, Teetney Spears.
Hey, so, the other camera, Teetney.
Teetney Spears.
There she is.
She's marvelous. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you, Bob Hope. Here she is, Teetney Spears.
Little Teetney Spears.
Teetney Spears.
Isn't she marvelous?
There she goes, yeah.
These are the producers coming in right now. Are we being, like,
you're
eradicated
delay
right now?
That every time we say Teetney Spears?
Okay.
Well, we got to get at least one through so people know what we're saying.
You got a couple.
We got one through.
Oh, we got a couple. Yeah, good.
Okay. Hey, that's good. That's marvelous.
There she is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what?
There's a Spears girl.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Spears girl.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to ask you guys a question about
Miss Spears? You want to ask a question about Miss Spears?
No, Leah Remini.
What about her?
Oh, all right.
She's into Scientology, right?
Yeah, she's a nut with a Scientology.
Okay, well, I was watching this thing on TV last night.
About them building their bunker?
Yeah. Is she invited?
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Of the Scientology? What, for the war, they're building a bunker?
And they had, I think, Leah's friend, Jenna Elfman, mm-hmm. who was saying, we're very prepared. We think ahead. Something along those lines.
Wow. So everyone from Hollywood will be saved?
Thank
hey,
God.
Listen, are you a man or a woman?
You asked me this last time I called. I'll be whatever you want. You pick.
I'll be a man.
Okay.
Be a woman.
Okay.
See, unknown.
Very scary.
You remind me of Tom Kelly on Oldies 100.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
what you are. All right, listen, thank you. We got a break. Robbie, do we have the thing with Rush Limbaugh ready?
Yeah, he's waiting.
Oh, he's waiting. Okay, we'll do that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegregious. To radio backward. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And then over here we got this $3,000 guitar.
Wow.
John Lennon guitar. Going to give it away in a couple of seconds.
Gibson Casino, man.
Our phone number 877-365-3636. You can call us anytime at 202-432-1067. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Frank. What's going on, guys?
Hey, hi, Frank.
Hey, you guys are talking about the new Star Trek Enterprise series over there.
Yeah.
How about that Toddy Vulcan character?
Mm. You know, I've got the videotape of the rubdown. I've not watched it yet. Everybody tells me she is a POA also.
Oh, man, she is hottie.
Well, we saw her in Maxim magazine,
right.
And, you know, without her Vulcan makeup on, she's a hottie.
Yeah, but the only problem is, you know, the Vulcans are supposedly, you know, they don't have the emotion, so, you know, is she going to get into any situations? Although that 7 and 9 character wasn't very emotional either, but they got her into some stuff now and again.
Yeah, they sure did.
And I should point out to you that you can be a Vulcan and not have emotions, but still have needs.
Yeah, but there's no holographic suites to, you know, fantasize back in the early days of the Enterprise, though.
Vulcans have needs.
They had to do each other.
That's right.
They didn't have a holodeck.
That's right.
Just get yourself a big Vulcan dildo.
Interesting shape.
Hello,
Don. Pointed.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, like your ears. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. What
what are they going to do for the contest for the guitar?
Honey, listen, you're talking to us. We'll let you know.
But, you know, getting a call like this, Don, it opens just a wild bunch of possibilities.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, honey. Listen, I'd love to talk, but we are going to do something now that, well, I know the consultant guy who writes me will hate. We are going to actually talk to a guy who we compete with in the radio business. Now, there have been reports, even a report, I think, in the New York Post. Was it in the Post or the, I don't know which New York paper was in last week. About Rush Limbaugh's voice. Mm-hmm. Now, I have my own theory that he's afraid of the fact that we are now on in the midday, but that's just me. But they've noticed that there's something different with Rush Limbaugh's voice. Mm-hmm. The three theories that I have read in print are, theory one, he's using a harmonizer, which is a machine.
Make it lower, right?
To make his voice lower. Mm-hmm. Number two, he's had some kind of vocal cord problem, and he's had a problem with his polyps. Mm. And number three, I'm not making this up, maybe he's had a stroke.
Right.
So, we are now going to go via satellite. Let me see if I get the hookup here. To the ABC building in New York. I think he's on a commercial break right now, and he'll be able to talk with us.
No more.
Hey, Rush.
No more.
Rush?
No.
Rush Limbaugh, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, this is Rush Limbaugh. A servant of humanity. Leader of the free world on OIB. How you doing?
Would you care to address?
I don't understand. I heard you talking about my voice, and you were talking about the fact that that it's lower and slower.
Well, here's what it sounds
like. That's not true.
Sounds like if you got a record, and it's playing too slow.
I understand,
You're listening to a tape, and there's a wow in the tape, and it's playing slowly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not believe for one second that this is true. I'm fine. My voice is as strong as it's ever been, and I'm speaking as clearly and as understandably as I ever have.
All right, then, Rush, let's go through the scenarios that have been pointed out in the newspapers.
Hold on just a second. Can you give me a second, Don?
Yes, Rush.
The OIB thought I'd get my network over your airwaves. That's what a consultant told me to do.
OIB? What's OIB?
The Obesity and Broadcasting Network. Hold on just a second. I was just moving my arm. My dead arm.
Now the theory,
I've lost all feeling on my right side.
The theories that we've heard are, are you using a harmonizer on your voice?
Absolutely not.
All right,
in the Rush Limbaugh program.
Have you had polyps removed from your throat area?
I have had no surgery. No surgery whatsoever on Rush. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you now, we've got problems that we have to deal with in this country. And speculation about my condition is not appropriate at this time.
Have you had a stroke?
Yes, I have. WWARD.
What does that mean?
What would afflicted Rush do?
And Rush,
that's my motto, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm trying to live it every day.
Well, now, why haven't
you? Hold on just a second. My wife bought me these beautiful absorbent ties. They absorb saliva. They're extra wide, and I have them on right now.
Actually, when he used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, even though he was full of crap, he was that disc jockey. He was, you know.
Jeff Christie. Jeff Christie.
No, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB.
It's the same me.
The energy was
there. It's the same me that's always been. I feel it's important to tell people that I'm fighting. I'm a fighter.
Are you winning?
I'm winning big time. And I'll continue to win. You know, you might have some of these upstarts that come along, and they try to kind of knock me off. But ladies and gentlemen, let me make it clear to you.
Yeah.
Rush is going nowhere. I'm feeling fine. And everything's going to be okay.
Is it true or false that you had a stroke because for the first time in the years you've been on the air, you finally have some real competition?
No.
The Don and Mike Show has moved into the midday slot, Did we give you a stroke, Rush Limbaugh?
That is untrue. That is completely untrue. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I have had my health problems this month, but they're not a result of any new competition that might be coming into the radio business. It's my nutritionist that has said to me, you cannot eat beef. You cannot eat lard. You cannot eat butter. I still enjoy my red meat and liquefied in a blender. It's very tasty, but I can only eat kale, and only on special occasions can I have pie or pizza.
Now, it just seems like a coincidence that you have these problems, whatever it is, drawing attention to yourself with your voice.
I'm very tired.
As soon as we come on the air, you can't tell me.
I'm very tired.
You can't tell me you're not aware of the fact.
I'm not.
Tell me that you're not aware of the fact that the Don and Mike Show is broadcasting against you, directly against you.
I know not this, Don and Mike. You're speaking of, they're not somebody that I'm going to, I used to be able to speak so much quicker. I can no longer speak as rapidly as I used to, but I can still make my points, and I think you'll enjoy listening to my program.
So you tell me you don't know who we are.
I tell you, I crave a sippy cup of pot roast now. I truly do. Oh, dear God.
What happened?
I made.
Oh.
Nah. Oh, be still, the cramping. God, the cramping. You know, it was that rapid weight loss that didn't work. The months I gained a few pounds back, ladies and gentlemen, my bowels have never felt worse. Just give me a moment, will you? Hold on.
Okay, hold on, Rush.
This is a... Oh, it's a rush.
Okay.
Oh, better now.
Now, Rush...
Why do you think I don't sound like I used to?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
I
mean,
why don't you sound the same way?
I don't sound the same way because I've had a very tough year. Things aren't going my way. I'll be honest with you. The ties that my wife paints aren't selling the way they should. And I will tell you, this is very, very difficult for me to be talking to a young upstart like yourself. I've lied about my age.
Oh, really?
I'm 73.
Oh, 73.
73, and I'll tell you one thing. When I'm on the golf course now, ladies and gentlemen, I do give up more strokes. Many more strokes than I have, but I'm feeling fine. I have a guy now that drives me to work each and every day and helps me onto the elevator to get to my studio, and I own a Rascal. And I drive it with my left hand. I write my OIB newsletter with my teeth and a pointer. And I'm doing fine because, you know, Don?
Yes, Rush?
I'm a fighter.
I know you're a fighter.
I'll fight this thing. It's not going to win. It's not going to get the best of Rush.
I wouldn't wish,
Mega Dittos. Mega Dittos. I can't say Ditto like I used to. I have to punch that, you know.
I wouldn't wish whatever you're going through on anyone that we are competing with.
I would be.
What?
I'm crying.
Why are you crying?
I've had bits of tears. Bits of emotion. Bouts, I mean.
Why don't you just be honest with
bouts
the listener?
Bouts of tears. Sometimes I'll just go.
I mean, regardless if it's the stroke, if it's these polyps, if it's the fact you're using a harmonizer, why don't you just address this issue with your listeners?
I can't.
Why?
It will diminish my, ladies and gentlemen, my air of invincibility.
Oh.
And people won't accept Rush that's not strong.
Well, isn't there some way you could blame Bill Clinton for this?
That bastard, it's his fault. It's probably something he put in my water. That's what I think, but I'll fight it. I'll spin out of this, I swear to God I will. People still want to hear the message. It doesn't matter necessarily how it's delivered. And if I can say things that are important to America, then they will listen regardless of how afflicted I am. God, I wish I could say these things quicker. Jesus. Are we off the air? Are we off the air?
Do you want to go off the air, Rush?
Yeah, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's break. Let's take Rush.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the Don and Mike show.
Thanks so much, Rush. Thanks. A pleasure being with you.
All right, are we clear?
Yeah.
All right.
Clear?
Yeah.
All right, we're clear.
Oh, God, the gas. God almighty, Don.
Now, listen.
You know, it's tough. You know, I'm just a DJ. Just bear with me. I'm in my room now.
Now, listen.
I'm on my special pot. I've got a chamber pot here that I sit in. It's right here in the studio. There we go. That's the big one. That's the big one that came out. We're all set.
Now, listen.
That's last night's mug of prime rib talking.
Now, listen, you know who we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how can you lie about that on the air?
Oh, I was saying, they wheeled me down to the local cafeteria, our commissary, in the OIV building, and we had I had a glass of pizza, and the rest of my crew ate the rest of the pie, the pizza pie. And I can tell you honestly that I'm not well.
Okay.
I'm not long.
And is it?
You're going to be dominating this time slot sooner than you think.
Is it because
there won't be that big, you know, that big war that you expect that you expected? I'll tell you right now. Where's my pureed lamb?
Was this brought on by the fact that we moved our show to the middays?
This is moved on by the fact that the beef that I've had now, they liquefy, because if it gets into my system in solid form, I will have, they said, the fatal stroke. I don't even wear suits anymore. I wear the top. I wear the jacket, tie, and no pants. What's the goddamn point? It's so disturbing right now. I have wet ones all over the studio. Just fresh wet ones. And I'm going to be moving on to towels, face cloths, at a certain point because of just the mess and the goo and the ew.
Bees, we're off the air now. Why don't from one broadcast to another,
you're a good broadcaster. Fine show.
I've always found it to be very advantageous to be honest with people. Why don't you just tell your audience that?
Because I'm afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'm afraid to tell them that they're a big man who's not is what he used to be. That he's a fragment of his former self. Due to incredible amounts of lard and butter and all this eating that I've done, I am not. I'm not what I used to. My God, this is agony. Agony, do you know what it's like to have your ass on fire? Literally on fire? I mean real fire. Like, seriously, like burning like the lakes of... Like you're sitting on jalapenos. There, you got that sound effect. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rush Limbaugh. And then I have to take a break to go squirt some more.
All right, well...
Damn frustrating.
Well, Rush, thank you for coming on our show. And
it's a pleasure. Okay. Jesus Christ.
You got to go back and do your show now?
Yeah, okay.
All right, why don't you just let me... You mind if I eavesdrop?
All right, go ahead. What do you got? 30 seconds?
Can I be a caller on your show?
I got 30 seconds. Sure.
Can I be a caller on your
Absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
Great, hold on.
Okay. 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good time to support everybody, including your host, Rush, on OIB. We're going to take your calls right now to get some mega dittos. Hello? Hello, this is the Rush Limbaugh Show. Hey, who am I speaking to? Hello? This is the Rush Limbaugh Show. I'm having trouble dialing up. I have to press the button, but I can't. It's on my right side. Slide the Telos unit over to my left hand, please.
There you go, Rush.
There you go. Hello, Rush Limbaugh. You're next on EIB.
Gotta redial.
Gotta give me a second.
Hold on. We've got one caller that we got disconnected there. Let's make this round of voting to everyone that I'll be speaking at the Flint, Michigan Town Hall in the month of November. Come out and see me at the Mega Dittos. Mega Dittos from everyone. Hello, IB Rush. We're going to take a phone call right now, and let's see who's on the line. Hello, you're next on OIB.
Hi, Rush.
Yeah.
Hey, Mega Dildos.
Oh, yes, nice. Good to hear it from you. What can I do for you? Can I have a political statement you'd like to make?
I just heard you on the Don and Mike show.
Okay, let me hang up on you.
Hey, Rush.
There's that thing. I can't get over to
it. Give me 180 seconds.
Okay, 180 seconds. Go ahead. What can I do for you, caller?
Rush, I heard you say on the Don and Mike show that it's either your harmonizer or your polyps or you've had some kind of a stroke.
I have not had any kind of stroke. joke, I'm fine.
I heard you farting on the Don and Mike show. Real wet fart.
Not true. That's a lie. They said I was off the air. That is a damned lie.
I also heard you say that you know what their show is all about, even though you denied it on the air.
I did not deny anything. I am an honest broadcaster. You, sir, are in big trouble. Right now, if I'm going to get my dead arm over to the cellos, I'll hang up on you.
You can't hang up on me because you can't move your arm. Maybe you can hang up the phone with your ass.
I can. That's an idea. Let me lean over here. Take that, caller.
Hey, you're disconnecting me.
There you go.
Hey.
I don't like to hang up with people I disagree with, but that's the way it goes. Not OIP. Oh, I got the squirts. Hershey's, America's favorite chocolate bar. Where's my glass of duck? My bowels and intestines.
I lost the transmission.
He doesn't sound anything like he used to.
Doesn't sound well.
I mean, his whole thing used to be, you know,
Yeah, I mean, he used to sound very vigorous. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot
of energy.
Kind of disturbing to hear what he's become.
He's not addressing the fact on his show that there's something different with his voice.
No, but I think we know the truth now, and it sounds like he was in a bit of agony.
He's leaving it up to DJs like us to speculate on what it might be.
I can only imagine, and he was very forthright with us, but then with his own listeners, you know, that's just not a good way to be.
Eli, I'm glad I was able to call and get through on the show. Speaking of listeners, this announcement right now is for you, the Don and Mike radio listener, the modern consumer.
Yay!
We have this John Lennon Casino electric guitar, courtesy of TNT, and Gibson strings and guitars. This guitar is valued at $3,500 American dollars.
That is serious money.
You know how we're going to give it away?
How?
The goddamn simplest contest we have. Make us laugh.
Yeah!
All right! So all you gotta do is just make us laugh.
A whole new time slot.
We will take your live unscreened calls at 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. Unless it's a killer joke, jokes usually don't work. But we'll leave it up to you. You have to make me laugh and Mike laugh.
And I'm not feeling like laughing today.
Oh, no, not much.
Not at all.
Not much.
Well, I was laughing there because I was thinking of the previous jokes we've had on Make Us Laugh.
And now listen, Rob doesn't count.
Right.
Although Rob can certainly influence Mike and I into laughing.
He can. Sure. You know, he many times does.
Same with Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz can influence us, but you got to make both Mike and I laugh.
Right.
Do that, and you will win this $3,500 guitar, courtesy of TNT, presenting Come Together, A Night for John Lennon's Words and Music, dedicated to New York City at tonight, Radio City Music Hall, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on the TNT. So call us now on one of our toll-free lines. Make us laugh.
Make us laugh.
And you'll win the guitar. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The alien has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, simple premise, everybody. You call us up, you make us laugh. What a $3,500 casino electric guitar, the John Lennon variety.
Right.
Okay?
Wow.
Get right to it. 877-365-3636. 202-432-1067. Everybody, please welcome to this edition of Make Us Laugh.
Make Us Laugh.
It's very simple. Everybody serious now?
Yes,
who's on the telephone, Rob?
It's Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
Okay, so that does not make us laugh.
No.
No, not at all.
Okay, here we go. She's the girl on the dumb button.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hello, my syndicated mates. This is John from beyond.
Okay, I know right away. That's not going to make us laugh.
No, not at all.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a joke for you.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dan.
All right, Dan.
This is Dan.
Dan, jokes are dangerous. Although
are you ready?
Although they have made us laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the last two episodes of Make Us Laugh, and we separate them by months and months, would be jokes. So.
All right, go ahead. Make us laugh.
All right, what's the difference between a circumcision and a crucifixion?
What is the difference between a circumcision and a crucifixion?
What?
Well, a crucifixion, you throw away the whole Jew.
An anti-Semitic joke. Wonderful. Not making us laugh.
See, Rob laughed.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
But I'm laughing.
No, I don't believe even Rob laughed.
But now, the Pixie says she can make us laugh?
That's what she says.
The girl on the dump button?
Yeah.
Katie?
That's interesting.
Katie?
Yeah.
You can make us laugh?
Well, okay. This is a dump button, Pixie.
You can't win the prize because you work here. She had to delete
off.
Wow. Here's what she said. She said, hey, this is Katie, the dump lady. The
I hate your delay when something's said that you can't broadcast.
Right. And she said, how you doing, MFers, A-hole?
She used every dirty word known to mankind.
C-suckers, you know. I mean, she. You're a bad, bad girl, Katie.
Way to go, Kate.
You didn't... She can't win the contest.
She can't work here. If she could win the contest, she would have won the contest. So.
She made us laugh. Hey, Rob, is there any chance that we can pull that off, off that reel right now and have Joe and Lisa just beep out all the stuff Katie said?
I think it would just be one long beep.
All right, well, go ahead. I'd like to play that, though,
yeah.
So the people listening could hear what it sounded like.
Right.
And she said it was such joy because she's had her balls busted so much by this. She loves seeing it. Now, when's the delay coming back on?
I probably never after that.
I mean, she had a good 15 or 20 seconds worth of cussing, right?
It was about 8 seconds.
Very daring, no matter what. Yeah. You know, you're relying on technology.
And, you know, I know that she thought I was going to press the button. I didn't press the button.
There you go.
I didn't press it. I was waiting.
So she had to press it.
Waiting for her to press the button. And it's, there you go.
I think she timed it out. We have to keep that original tape, too. I want to hear that again later.
Absolutely. What, it was that J.O. material, Buzz?
Buzz enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right, hello, make us laugh. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Long Island.
Make us laugh, Todd.
Okay, what do you call a blonde? What do you get when you put a blonde on her head?
What?
A brunette with bad breath.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, make us laugh.
I sure will. Hey, what do poker and sex have in common?
What?
If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering, you guys, what time are you guys doing right now? You guys just got done with your show.
No, this doesn't count.
This doesn't count.
This doesn't count. A dumbass doesn't count.
This is some dumb guy.
Even though it's making us laugh only, but not playing the game.
Not for the right reason.
Right.
No, are you calling from a tape-delayed market?
Yes, I apologize, guys. I didn't know it was you guys on the phone. I thought it was
We laughed at that. That's not fair.
It was just funny the way he expressed it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
It's us. Make us laugh.
Hey, is this Don?
And Mike.
And this ain't Don and Mike.
Yes, it is. Make us laugh.
Okay. Hey, why are the homosexuals the first ones to get out of the World Trade Center?
We're going to put the kibosh on that.
No World Trade Center jokes, please.
Hello.
Come together right now.
Nope. Sorry, Mike Landis.
There are. Very close, though.
Bizarre. Don and Mike
choked. I choked. I coughed.
Don and Mike, hello. Make us laugh.
You know, I will tell you this. As we move by, and you have to make us laugh right away, but the Mike Landis joke is a slow burn for me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
As I process it.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Make us laugh.
Junior, do you think you could maybe get me some soda crackers and maybe some honey and some tea? What makes you think there's one drop of honey left?
I want to tell you something.
Oh, that was so close.
We're trying hard not to laugh.
Yes, that was a...
That's from the movie Fatso,
that
right?
was a brilliant effort.
Good try.
And an obscure line from the movie. Very good.
Good try.
Good strategy.
Wow. I want to give you a prize anyway. What's your name?
Patrick.
Where are you from, Pat?
Brooklyn.
Hold on. Pat, you're going to get a prize.
Thank you.
That was strong.
That was very close to making us laugh.
Yeah.
I looked at Mike, and Mike looked at me like, do we want to give it up for this?
No, it's so obscure, but boy, we enjoyed it.
Give that guy the Come Together prize back, please, Lisa. That was good.
You had to mention Come Together, and I'm thinking of Mike Landis again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a better effort as time passes.
Hello?
Yeah, can I tell a long joke?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Make us laugh.
Right.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on. Does that make you laugh?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm... Let me explain the way I work, okay? I get myself...
Drunk.
I get myself, you can't win. I get myself psyched up not to laugh. And then if somebody, it's like breaking the dam, you know, when you're drinking a lot of beer and you go to the bathroom and you break the dam and then Mike Landis broke the dam a little bit and then we had the Fatso guy, so I'm in that.
You mean once you start going number one, you can't stop?
I'm in that kind of mode, so I mean, even when a guy is, you know, just has kind of a goofy way of speaking, I'll do it. But I'm better now.
So
I'm
the
fine.
The colors are at an advantage now.
A little bit. Yes.
All right, go ahead, make us laugh.
All right, there's this woman and she wants to learn how to play golf, so she's out at the golf course, taking lessons from the local golf pro. She's trying to drive that ball and drive it, and she just can't hit it right. And so finally, the golf pro says, ma'am, hold the club just like you would hold your husband. So she looks at the coach quizzically, and then a light turns on.
No.
It doesn't sound too much like you're reading that out of Reader's Digest.
Yeah, and the telling, you know, if it takes that long,
she looks at
work.
The coach quizzically.
Right. Quizzically.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, make us laugh.
What's the difference between pink and purple?
What?
Your grip.
Oh, no. Didn't do it for me.
I'm fine.
You almost laughed at that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You almost laughed at that.
I told you, it's because of... I'm really going to blame the Fatso guy and Mike Landis.
Hello.
The Mike Landis joke is still in my head.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, can you please make this stop?
Oh, is that supposed to make us laugh?
I hope so.
No. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Funny? Funny hell. You think I'm funny? Do I amuse you?
No, that's been tried a million times.
The Joe Pesci thing.
Joe Pesci,
fellas.
Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hello.
Hi, make us laugh.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, no.
He's gone.
He hung up.
He's gone.
But he'd have to go back to claim his bride.
Hello, Don Mike show.
So anyways, I was licking my dog balls, and I looked down, and I see he's got this big pink woody, and I think, oh my God, my dog's a fag.
It's the thing.
Close.
Here's the thing. That's close.
That's very close. But really, when on Make Us Laugh, when...
But it's got to be something we can air. And I'm sure that she dumped out of that.
Right.
I'm sure she dumped out of that. You know what? That's close.
Yeah. Dogs...
Did that guy just hang up?
I think so. Dogs
are you there?
No.
No, listen. I'm going to give you a prize.
Okay.
Because you came close.
Thanks.
Hold on, please. Who is this?
Natalie.
Well, hold on. Is this Phil the Fag?
No, this is Natalie.
Well, is this the same person that just told the dog joke?
Yeah, I was using a voice.
Oh, that's weird. Where are you from, Natalie?
I'm from Virginia. I was using a New York voice.
All right, hold on.
The joke is better that way.
Are you a man or a woman?
I am a woman.
A woman. Hold on, you win the Come Together prize back from TNT. That was a funny joke.
Good joke.
I mean, it the only reason I didn't bust out laughing is I hate it when there's a joke that I know is going to be deleted.
Right.
And then the guy says he's licking his dog's...
Junk.
Right.
And the dog
gets excited, and he said, oh, my dog's a fag.
Gets a stiffy, and this, my dog's a fag. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hi, what did the psychiatrist say to the man wearing nothing but saran wrap?
What?
I can clearly see your nuts.
Now, come on.
No. That one almost made me laugh.
Oh, boy, no. I'm surprised. Sometimes I get surprised.
What did the psychiatrist say to the guy wearing the saran wrap? I can clearly see your nuts.
You can clearly see your nuts, right? We have to all go, though.
I know, I'm guilty on that one. Okay.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. I'm faking it.
Nope, sorry.
I hear that too often.
Right.
That's not a joke in my house.
Too close to home?
Same. Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Why do women get their belly buttons pierced?
Why?
So they can hang an air freshener.
No, I'm sorry.
Gotta really go.
Close.
Walking the line.
Yeah, close. It gets tougher as you get deeper into making us laugh. It gets
tougher.
Getting
closer. We're getting closer. You guys are doing better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Any new news on Osama Ken Stevens and the Infinity Terrorist Network?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Hey, make us laugh.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
What's black and blue and doesn't like sex?
What?
The girl in my trunk. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Oh, and he turned his radio up.
All right, I laughed. Rob laughed. Mike was able to stifle it.
I was.
Did it work?
No, sorry.
Almost.
Disqualified yourself by turning...
Yeah, turning the radio up. I was actually, looking at both these guys and starting to laugh, and then he turned the radio up.
I see, that's a joke you shouldn't laugh at.
Right.
No, and I couldn't help but laugh, and I looked at Rob with his hand over his mouth.
Yeah, Rob, urinating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
I have a Correct-All story. I gave my husband some Correct-All. This is a true story. Right before he went to work, because he was constipated, and he ended up having a poop all over the neighborhood. He was a courier driver, and he was pooping all over the neighborhood.
Sorry, honey.
No.
I did it for Rob, though.
Well,
Rob.
Correct-All. Rob and I both started laughing when she said Correct-All.
Why?
Because that's Correct-All is funny. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Yeah, make us laugh. Turn your radio down, please.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Am I on air?
Yeah, make us laugh. Please.
Okay, is this a Horseshoe Jackass show?
I went through all that for that.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
You could learn a lot from Mr. Diamond there.
From Jack Diamond?
Yeah.
I think he was trying to make us laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Many people have names for their... Can I say penis?
Yes.
Okay, but I don't have that. I don't have that word for my penis. I call him my donkey. But my donkey gets sick all the time. I have a sick donkey. I love my mule. I like petting my mule. Laugh, you fat bastards. Do something. Hello?
Great delivery. Kind of a good concept.
Came close. I like that. Laugh, you fat bastard.
Right.
Came close.
He did the
Hello.
Sick donkey.
Don Mike Show. Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
I got his donkey throws up.
Right, exactly.
Hello.
Donkey spits.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, did you throw any golf clubs last week?
Did you throw any golf clubs last week, Mike?
No, I didn't, sir.
I think I saw a homeless man in the bath with your golf clubs.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You were laughing at that?
Just go ahead and accent. He's busting my balls.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Okay, I've got one for you.
All right, make us laugh.
Okay, when I was in elementary school, a friend and I were walking home from school. He had to go to the bathroom, so he leaned up against the fence to urinate, and he electrocuted himself because it was an electric fence. It bounced him off the car, and he fell down. His ball turned blue.
Great story. Didn't make us laugh, though.
And it was like it was his friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
Hey, make us laugh.
Okay, you guys know the difference between a bad golfer and a bad parachutist?
What?
Bad golfer goes, whack, damn. And a bad parachutist goes, damn, whack.
Please save us from that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, newsflash. Osama bin Laden has been found at your local 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break. Right. This has not been the worst make us laugh ever. As a matter of fact, we've had a bunch of guys that came goddamn close.
Very, very dangerously close.
Within just a hunt care.
Right.
A nun's hunt care of making us laugh.
They did indeed.
That's how close they came. Hey, do we have that tape of Katie cussing yet? We can check on that. So listen, we're going to extend Make Us Laugh for the next break.
And I was very pleased. It ended a little weaker than it began in that segment, but I'm confident that people will get the idea.
Yeah. I mean, we almost had a couple guys make us laugh there.
Absolutely.
At 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. You got the date? Have it when we come back, of course. That's the motto of the show. We'll have it for you when we come back. Keep calling. Someone will make us laugh and win this guitar when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Magnificent bastard. I salute you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The critics love Snatch.
It's where the chicken contributes and the pig makes a commitment. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. Make us laugh, Black Betty.
Yeah.
Hey, Black Betty.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, Black Betty.
Right.
Bam, lamb. Whoa, Black Betty.
All right, let's do this.
Bam, lamb. Black Betty had a child. Make us laugh.
The damn thing going wild.
$3,000, $3,500 guitar we're giving away. Oh, here now is the tape of our phone dump girl.
Oh, good.
Katie.
Potty Mouth Kate.
She calls up. She says, I can make you laugh.
And she was right.
She said all of the words that you can't say on the radio. And I believe what John, our production guy, has done is taken the words and made them backwards.
Ah, very good.
So if you're smart, you'll tape this and then play the tape backwards, and you'll be able to hear what she said.
Very good.
So here now is Kate the whore when she called our show moments ago. Katie.
Yeah.
You can make us laugh?
Well, okay, this is a dumb button pixie.
Yes.
And, here we go. This stuff is my motherfucker, doctor, but this every time, sir, above your good, my piece. So how'd you like that whole thing?
I enjoyed it.
She did pretty good.
Yeah. She did indeed.
That bad girl.
And good job with that, John, getting that around
listen
quick.
Listen to it one more time, because you can almost...
you get a few of them in there.
You can almost hear what she's saying. I gotta wait for the tape to recue. That's funny.
She caught us completely by surprise.
Hi, this is Katie, the dumb button pixie. I'll make you laugh. MFRGDAHC. Katie.
Yeah.
You can make us laugh?
Well, okay. This is a dumb button pixie.
Yes.
And, here we go. This stuff is my motherfucker doctor, but this every time, sir, above your good, my piece. Oops, how'd you like that whole thing?
And at the end, she said, how do you like that, you fat a-holes?
That's pretty good. Good for you, Katie.
Funny. Very, very funny.
All right, here we go. We're going to get a winner now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Radio gods.
Hi, make us laugh.
All right. I was tending bar on Saturday night, and really busy night. These two women called me over and said, we were just talking about our first love. And one said, my first love was Sergeant Smith. He was in the Army. The other one said, well, my first love was Corporal Jones. He was in the Marines. And then I said, well, when you ladies are ready to meet Major Johnson, let me know.
Thank you for wasting our time. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hi, what's the difference between an oil and a rectal thermometer?
The taste.
The taste, of course. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, make us laugh.
Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
Why?
He'd run away, too, if your name was...
Made us smile. Very close.
Yeah. I like the accent.
The Helen Keller jokes always get me.
And Helen Keller jokes told by somebody with an accent.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, make us laugh.
I've been working on this joke, and it only take me 2 minutes, sir. Okay. I fell on my fanny, and I broke my Taliban-y. Hello?
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut?
All right. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Okay. A bear and a rabbit are in the woods both taking a dump. The bear turns to the rabbit and he says, hey, do you have a problem with poop sticking to your fur? The rabbit says no, so the bear picks him up and wipes his butt with him.
That one made me laugh. That didn't make Mike laugh.
I've heard it before.
Yeah, not heard it. Thank you.
Good. That has a lot to do with it, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who?
Oh, please. Oh, come on. You're killing us with this. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
How can you tell when a girl is really horny?
How?
When? Surprised you didn't know that.
Close.
Very close.
Very close.
I don't even know if that's funny. That's
no, but it's just the way funny. He told it to us, the delivery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what's better than winning a gold medal in the Special Olympics?
What?
Not being retarded.
I've heard that one before.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yes, how's it going?
Okay.
Walked into a bar. A lady walked up to me and said, 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 5 = 9. I know the length of yours, but you don't know the depth of mine. I looked at her and said, 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 5 = 9. I can piss.
All right, now you made Mike laugh with that. You didn't make me laugh with that, no. Why did that make you laugh?
I don't know. It's a longer
story. No. I was talking to Mike.
Not you. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Only at the end. I didn't like the whole math.
Thanks
stuff.
For the call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Chris. What do you call Dead Blonde and calls it?
What?
1982 Hard and Go Seek Champion.
Okay, you know, we're going to get one eventually.
We are.
There's been some that have made Mike laugh, some that have made me laugh, some that we've almost laughed out loud at.
Right. They're all not bad.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Well, some of them are real bad.
All right, got Donald Duck doing a Monica. Getting a Monica.
You what?
Donald Duck getting a Monica.
Well, we've heard this before, but go ahead. Yeah, Mike goes. Yeah, Mike does that bit. Hello.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
All right, you ready?
Make us laugh.
All right, here we go. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
When I say I tell you right now.
That's your crutch phrase.
That's my crutch phrase
when you're doing a bit.
He edited together.
When you're doing a bit.
Right.
You say, I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now. Pretty good.
That guy put a lot of effort into that.
He did. Nice. Sorry you didn't win.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Skins win!
Oh, you should laugh.
Yeah, I know. We smiled. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Right now.
How you doing?
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn the radio down. You hear about the girl who went fishing with 5 guys?
No, what about the girl who went fishing with 5 guys?
She came home with red snapper.
Oh. Not today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Good day to you, sir.
Not today, man.
Don and Mike, hi.
Why did Helen Keller wear her jeans so tight?
Why?
So people could read her lips.
Sorry. I am.
We both get excited when the Helen Keller jokes come in, thinking it might be something new.
It's got to be the killer Helen Keller joke that we've not heard before.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, make us laugh.
Yeah, I got probably the funniest joke ever. What is the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson? Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and Michael Jackson bangs little boys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how's it going? I have a joke.
Yeah, make us laugh, please.
Alrighty, how many Polacks does it take to clean a bathroom?
How many what?
Oh, you already made me laugh. I have to compose myself. I haven't heard a good Polack joke in a long time. What is it now? How many Polacks what?
How many Polacks does it take to clean a bathroom?
How many?
None, that's a nigger's job.
Ooh, you better.
Yeah, I want to make him laugh.
Yeah, go ahead, make us laugh.
Do you know why this isn't working? Because your listeners are too stupid, you retarded, fat, guinea bastard.
Right. Quoting from the...
Are you trying the consultant thing?
Yeah.
All right, good try. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's the surprise?
Was that a question?
A fart with a lump in it.
What's a surprise? A fart with a lump in it.
Horrible delivery. We're smirking.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I was ready 30 minutes ago.
What's that?
Go ahead.
All right. Don, Mike, and Geronimo were fishing on a boat. And
yeah, I have to disqualify
that
guy.
That's the dumbass rule right there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah, my mama told me you were looking at a camel toe, and now you got poop rings on your stink stick because you were getting excited, and she didn't write before you came over, so we're there.
All right, you know, now we're going to get down to the two-minute drill here.
Yes, absolutely.
Now we're getting down to sudden death on Make Us Laugh.
We have had many times on Make Us Laugh where we simply went to caller 100.
But we're going to give you one last shot here, the two-minute drill. Hello, Don and Mike, sudden death, Make Us Laugh.
Hi, what do you call a Mexican prostitute with no legs?
What do you call a what?
A Mexican prostitute with no leg.
What?
Consuelo.
I've heard it. You've never heard it. It's good if you've never heard it.
Never heard it.
Excellent.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's good if you've never heard it before.
I never heard it. Consuelo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't get it.
Hello. Oh, I'll draw you a picture.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Make us laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between a clever midget and a venereal disease?
Oh, I know. This is a, one is a cunning runt. Right. Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, how you doing?
Two-minute drill. You got to make it happen.
Woman's on the golf course. She gets hit by a ball. They rush her to the doctor. Doctor says, where did you get hit? She says, between the first and second hole. He says, that doesn't leave much room for a Band-Aid.
Okay.
It is, Rob, first time I heard it, I liked it, too.
Yeah, even I've heard that one before. Yeah. Hello, Don.
Oh, my sweet little donkey. Oh, oh, sweet little donkey. I can't believe I'm making donkey noises in the middle of my office.
We require more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You came close, though. I like the concept. I can't believe I'm making donkey noises in my office.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I have a joke.
Yes, make us laugh, please, honey.
Okay. This guy goes into his bar. He sees this apple sitting on the bar, and the bartender says, hey, that's my new drink. It's rum and coke. Guy takes a bite out of it. He said, it tastes like rum. Bartender says, turn around. Tastes like coke. He said, that's cool. He said, man, if you could only make these, it tastes like a woman's hoo-hoo. He said, oh, I grow them, too. He puts the apple up on there. Guy takes them.
Honey, you can't drop. You can't drop the S-bomb. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Hey.
Mike O'Mara, he stumbles into a confessional after not hearing anything for a while. The priest knocks on the wall, and Mike says, hey, forget about it. There's no toilet paper in here either.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
Personalize that.
What do 10,000 battered women have in common?
What? They just wouldn't listen?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make them laugh.
Yeah, you're one of the last people. The clock is running out. Make us laugh.
All right. You are? I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, you just ruined it. I was going to say, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
See, that made me laugh. The guy just hung up.
That was funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How do you scare Helen Keller?
How?
Leave the plunger in the toilet.
No.
Come on now, come on.
No.
I'd never heard it before. I'd never heard it before. It truly made me laugh.
We're desperate.
Okay. I just want to say for the record,
right.
That was one I've never heard before. How do you scare Helen Keller? Leave the plunger in the toilet. Okay. I've never heard it before.
Consuelo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello? This is Yoko. You're not paying me to use my husband's guitar.
Listen, we have one last call.
No pressure.
Oh, what was that one going to make you laugh?
No.
Yes, that was making you laugh.
I'm getting punchy.
Some guy going, hello.
150 degrees in here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Listen, no pressure.
Hello, this is Jason Hayward. Has anyone seen Frank and the Pancakes? That's all I got.
You know what, I'm not going to count this one because the timpani was still playing.
That's right.
To say officially, this will be the last person to try to make us laugh. But remember, it's got to be both of us together.
Right.
So we got to laugh in unison.
Here we go.
This is the longest goddamn timpani in the world. What does this thing end?
Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Want to make you laugh?
Give it a try.
All right. Washington Redskins, Super Bowl bound.
Oh. You know, you got to end on one a little better than that.
Hello, make us laugh.
How do you cure bedwetting?
How?
With an electric blanket.
Okay, that's it. No one could make us laugh today.
There were some close ones.
Yeah. No one could make us laugh today.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Although I will claim as my own at the next party I'm at the Consuelo joke.
Right.
And listen, I like the Helen Keller and the plunger joke.
I like Mike Landis saying come together right now.
And I like the awful one was the guy had about the girlfriend in the trunk of the car.
Yeah, the black and blue.
Yeah. I like
I like that.
I was purple or pink.
Yeah.
What's the difference between purple and pink? The grip.
Yeah.
You know? There are a few early on that we almost went with.
We had some good ones. But no, no one outright made us laugh. And that means that you are the big winner because...
Let's just try one more.
Why not?
Hello. Don and Mike, can you make us laugh?
Yes.
Hello. All right, go ahead.
And Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her head and called it, no! Hi, guys. Hi, Mike.
Got them both.
I'm sorry.
That's good.
I'm going to give this guy the prize.
That's good. Yeah. I like it. I did. No, I
oh
swear to God.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
It was delivery.
Oh, my God.
It had everything. It was the delivery. It was Helen Keller.
I had no idea where it was going.
It had something to do with Dennis Murphy.
Yeah. No, it had something to do with Helen Keller.
Yeah, but it sounded like Dennis Murphy.
So did Helen Keller.
Listen, I'm amazed. I thought we were just going to, like, fill time to the end of the clown music with this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
What is your name?
My name is Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Right now, I'm in Cabin John.
Scott, you have won the John Lennon Casino Electric Guitar.
You're kidding me.
A one-year supply of Gibson John Lennon strings, courtesy of Gibson Strings. And Epiphone Guitars, TNT presents Come Together, a night for John Lennon's words and music dedicated to New York City. That's tonight on TNT.
I have never heard that. I did like that. I really did.
Now, should I ruin it and have him do it again?
Do it one more time for us, sir.
All right, you asked for it.
Go!
And Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her head and called it...
Are we 12? Yes, we are.
You know, the Helen Keller jokes get us... Every friggin' time.
Oh, my gosh, I've been trying to get through for an hour with
that. We finally found one that everybody could agree on, even the boss.
I am amazed.
That must be one hell of a joke because it just fixed our air conditioning.
Ah, there you go. The air conditioning came out.
The first time I heard that joke, I laughed for an hour.
You know, it is a good one.
That's what does it for us.
It's silly. It's the delivery. It was everything. I swear to God that came together.
Okay. I'm amazed. I thought we were going to go to caller 100. Well done. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hold on.
There's a lot of angry people out there that can be mad at us for laughing at that. Hey, we laughed at it.
Too bad. Now you know the way to our hearts.
Suck a feather in his cap.
It's time for Buzz Girdley now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, man.
He made it up.
Listen, Buzz, Helen Keller jokes never fail.
I know.
Always
I know.
Work. They always laugh. Mm-hmm. Hell, I laughed at the one with the plunger.
I understand.
And I laughed out loud at that one.
They worked, but that one really worked. We'd never heard it before.
Buzz, what is your lead story? The lead story has to be that Helen Keller, again, is the funniest person.
Now, today's lead is...
No?
A lawmaker collapses on the Senate floor.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, there's nothing funny about that.
Absolutely
unless
not.
It was Jesse Helms.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was okay. Stay tuned then, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All I know is that when the... this person fell on the floor.
The last word.
Put a feather in his hat. He called it.
Nay! Professional.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Now we'll find out now.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, haven't forgotten about the 4-Hour Club. You listen to the show for 4 hours every day. Send us a card with your name, your address, and a phone number where you can be reached during the show to Don and Mike 4-Hour Club, P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C. 20007. We've had over 10,000 people enter thus far, and the cards are all in the mail.
And they're real pretty.
And we're going to make calls again. I pray the show got away from us again today. I don't want to take away from the Buzz News time, so we will double up
on the 4-hour club calls on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
If you didn't get the address, go to donandmikefans.com, mm-hmm. and you can register right there on the web.
Yeah, you'll win, too.
And now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Senator Strom Thurmond's been taken to a Washington hospital after complaining of chest pains and collapsing in the Senate today.
I'm winning.
A few minutes later, the 98-year-old Republican was said to be standing and talking. Senate officials say he waved as he was wheeled out in a wheelchair.
98 years young. God love him.
Taken by ambulance to Walter Reed Army Medical Center. As the Senate debated a defense bill, Thurmond slumped over at his desk and was then helped to a lying position on the floor by several people.
That would, I want to see something like that, but would C-SPAN have had that on TV?
They probably have tape of it. They may have been covering it live, sure.
Yeah, but they won't show it. You have to, like, wait for it to get to Comedy Central. You know, once the guy makes a recovery,
once he's okay, they'll be able to show it again. Well, 98 years old, for God's sake.
The Senate recessed immediately.
Mr. Thurmond.
Resumed about 15 minutes later. There's the tape.
Oh, dear. There he goes.
I'm all right. Get your goddamn hands off me. I'm winning.
Thurmond's the nation's oldest senator as well as the longest-serving senator.
I vote aye.
Come on, baby. How's it going?
Washington's Reagan National Airport, the only airport still closed after the attack on America, will reopen on Thursday.
Hey, that's great news. No less. That's great news.
Very much so.
That's good news for all the people that work in the airport, not to mention all the people that need to get places, for goodness sake.
That's for sure. Reagan National will also have the toughest security in the nation, mostly because of its proximity to the Pentagon and other possible terrorist targets. And service may be limited at first to shuttle passengers bound for New York and Boston, mostly. President Bush called for the reopening.
That's okay.
Yeah, that works out for us. After pressure from lawmakers and those left unemployed by the airport's closing, other airports around the country are reopening their curbside check-in service, including New York's LaGuardia and Baltimore's BWI.
Well, now, why would they do that? I thought that part of this whole thing was going to be no more curbside check-in.
Well, the way I read is that they considered the curbside deal to be kind of a knee-jerk reaction, mm-hmm. that it was not the big deal, that the security measures that they're implementing now are far more significant than just saying you can't check your bags curbside anymore. So it's what they're saying is the reason they're pulling it off is because it wasn't that we overreacted in the first place. That's what they're saying.
I was fine with that overreaction. Right. I really was.
Can't be too careful.
You know, I agree. I feel the same way. But what I did read about it, because you know me, Johnny Petrofido, I read an article that, and the way they indicated
there's a problem right there.
Reading.
You're reading.
They said it was kind of a, you know, it wasn't, that measure wasn't anything of any real significance anyway. That's the way I read between
the lines. I wait until Skycab gets his hands blowed off real good or something. Then we'll think about it again.
I'm sure there'll be new, tougher security on that as well. Starting Friday, all major airports will be manned by National Guard troops will be there at the curb.
I like that.
Yeah. And that's why they're there, by the way, for the most part, is to make us feel better about flying.
Yeah, but I feel better about flying if they get an M16 over their shoulder.
Exactly.
Too.
Now, after so much searching with no results, they've pulled 30 bodies out of the World Trade Center wreckage this week. The bodies of 14 firefighters, a police officer, a couple of Port Authority workers, and a civilian were recovered overnight. More bodies have been recovered in the last couple of days than in the 10 days before that, now that big pieces of rubble have been removed. More than 5,200 people missing under the current count. 344 confirmed dead, 289 of those have been identified.
Glad to see Fireman added the Jets game last night. I had heard that he was not going to go because his company had been involved in this in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you need to have that Yahoo up in the fan in the stands with the fans.
And he needs to feel the love, too. Over 50 bank accounts.
Oh, did he feel the love? Christ, he was in the Open last night.
Exactly.
Did you see the opening? I mean, they had him there with Curtis Martin. I mean, it was, again, they didn't do the Are You Ready for Some Football thing.
Right.
They played New York, New York, and America the Beautiful, and it was Fireman Ed standing there with a bunch of the Jets.
It's
pretty great.
Over 50 bank accounts linked to Osama bin Laden have been frozen, freezing him out of a $6 million chunk of his riches. It's a start on a man who may have had access to $300 million.
Freezing is a count.
There's the sound of freezing.
Do you like cold, Batman? Can you be cold, Batman?
Actually, thank the Brits and not Arnold Schwarzenegger for freezing 20 of those accounts worth some $4 million. Here at home, more than 500 people are in custody as the investigation continues. 150 people have been arrested in 25 other countries.
I'll tell you, Mike.
man, that's cold.
You want an ally, you get the UK.
Yeah, that's right.
They are our friends, no doubt about that. Even if their food sucks.
He loves his mamo. Osama bin Laden called his adoptive mother 2 days before the attack on America to tell her he'd be going underground. In a phone call taped by foreign intelligence, bin Laden told his mom, in 2 days you're going to hear big news and you're not going to hear from me for a while. Bin Laden's been publicly disowned by his entire family, except for his stepmother, one of his dad's four wives.
His mamo.
Eavesdroppers have picked up a few conversations from bin Laden's followers as well. In a couple of cases, the calls celebrated the attack on America. One conversation referred to...
Why don't we kill her? Why don't we kill her?
We knew where she was. One day after the attack, she was in an American hospital in Paris. She's out now, and where she is now, I don't know. Somebody probably does.
Why do we kill his mother?
I don't know.
Especially if he's calling her and saying, hey, Mom, you know, hey, you're going to be real proud of me in 2 days.
One conversation picked up in wiretapping referred to, and I quote, the 30 people traveling for the operation, end quote, suggesting that 11 more terrorists may still be out there somewhere. President Bush is considering more tax cuts, serious cuts, to help kickstart an economy made worse by the attacks on America.
Nice Bush.
Word is he'll ask for bold changes that would boost spending by businesses and people. The Republican White House is getting support from the Democrats, partly by promising them, quote, something they want. Among the ideas being floated, a new round of refund checks, even for people too poor to pay taxes, a corporate tax cut, a higher minimum wage, and the extension of unemployment benefits. And we've just received word that the Fed did the expected today and lowered interest rates for the 9th time this year, bringing them to their lowest level in 40 years. Same idea.
The password is refinance.
Yeah, I'll do it now. This would normally be one of the busiest tourist seasons of the year in New York. The events of September 11th changed all that. Restaurant traffic is down by 30 or 40%. So now, to entice folks into the city, hotels and restaurants in Manhattan are doing something they don't normally do. Lower prices. Restaurant prices have been cut by 10 to 20%. Hotels, except for the one I stay in, are cutting the price of their rooms by 50%, sometimes more. The great flag controversy.
That was, incidentally, in case you missed it, that was a little editorial comment by Buzz.
Yes.
Well, maybe next time we go up there, Buzz, you'll see that's changed.
Maybe so. But I don't even, ultimately, don't even pay the bill, but it's
Rob, you stay there, too, and Rob is shaking his head.
Now, I know that the deal at the hotel you guys stay at, it's like, if you find a bloody Band-Aid on the floor, your room is free.
Right.
Or if,
really?
If there's more than one cockroach in your bed,
yes,
the room is free.
That's it. That's
who's on the line? Hello? Hello?
I wanted to speak to Rob or Lisa.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Shut up, Mike. Rob or Lisa.
It's from the Great Ape House.
It's the Great Ape House. It's Charlie Broyhill.
Rob, phone's for you. It's Charlie Broyhill calling right in the middle of the show.
Hi, this is Rob.
Let's hear what this is.
Be important.
Rob, yes, I'm here.
Rob is now talking to Charles Broyhill.
I think I may have started something bad.
Okie doke.
What was it about the hotel, hey?
Who knows, but it sounded very urgent.
Urgent.
What? Of course, that. No?
Nothing at all. Just, we really should break for commercial purposes.
Wait, come on, hold on, wait a second. Tell me what Broyhill wanted. Write it down. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Ben. How are you guys?
Hi, Ben, we're doing great.
Well, now I'm all discombobulated.
The Buzz was just reporting on that bin Laden phone call to his mother.
Right. His mamo.
And it's actually on CNN.com. They're already reporting that that's a false story.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, still, I think we should still kill his mother.
Well, I agree.
Thank you.
Take care, fellas.
That was what it was.
I'll check into that.
That's what it was. Yeah, right. BFD. See, Buzz, can you read that?
No, I can't.
You know why? Because you're old.
Yes. You're 80 feet away.
I'm holding up an eye chart for you. We have to break, Buzz.
Okay.
We have to break, and they want to see you upstairs during the break.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You have no brain. If you don't get it, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Addicted to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Pat Robertson still doesn't get it. The TV evangelist says he stands by his comments that God stopped protecting the U.S. because of things like homosexuality, abortion, and, quote, rampant internet pornography.
Eat my bung.
End quote.
Dickweed.
Robertson's preaching to the choir as he spoke at the Christian Broadcasting Network's 40th anniversary celebration.
Oh, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
And he told them that the worst is yet to come.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Robertson said what happened in New York, quote, was child's play compared to what's going to happen. The Lord is getting ready to shake the nation. We have not yet seen his judgment on America.
Go F yourself.
Mike,
gag.
This is really, this is unbelievable.
If God really wants to prove that he's out there, Rob, give me my music for a second. Give me my God music for a second. My religious music.
Got to be done.
I'm going to say something now, and you know, I'm a kid or I'm a joker.
Right.
I'm a midnight smoker.
Sure.
I'm a joker. But I do go to church every week. That I swear to God, we went again this past Sunday. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be the name. Can it come to will be done with it heaven? Because day or day, the bread for the trust we the past against us, the kingdom, power, glory, forever, ever, man. God, if you're really there, please kill Pat Robertson.
Thank you.
Please, God, and do it in a public way. Let him get hit by a meteor from outer space.
Tiny little one.
Right between the eyes.
I'm asking you now, God, please. In this time of trouble for all Americans, we need a sign that you are there. Please, kill the douchebag, Pat Robertson.
Call him home.
And it's got to be an act of God.
Yes, yeah, because nobody else can do it. It's got to be God.
It can't be some idiot with a gun or...
No way.
Some lunatic. It's got to be like one of them freak of nature things.
Time for a sign.
Please, God, kill the douchebag, Pat Robertson. The blood's on your hands. Thank you, God. Amen. And then I always do this. I do the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and I kiss my hand.
There you go.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because that's what they do in the Godfather movies.
There you go.
They go Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and they do that.
They know religion. Absolutely.
It's cool. It's cool to do it. People ask me when I would do it. I say, well, Pacino does it.
The next time somebody asks you, you just go, forget about it.
Hey, your Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and right there.
What? If you thought the first TV fundraiser was too depressing, you will absolutely hate this year's Emmy Awards.
Don't tell me.
The producer says it will be so serious and somber. He's expecting some flack about it.
Oh, no. Why can't they just do a funny show?
Quoting him, we're in a no-win situation. He says host Ellen DeGeneres will open with a monologue similar to the ones delivered by Letterman and Leno their first nights back on the job.
Why does he just come out and come?
You know,
talk about eating carpet.
It really is self-serving. I can't get away. It is too late for that right now. It is time for America to move forward.
And then there's the opening speech by Walter Cronkite and the tributes to TV people killed in the attacks. The Emmys will air this Sunday, postponed from September 17th.
I'll watch it.
It'll be a bi-coastal telecast for the first time in decades, emanating from New York and Los Angeles.
You know, why doesn't Ellen,
Right,
why don't you talk about Anne Heche? That's what we want to hear.
How about she gets back together with Anne Heche on stage?
That'd be great.
If you know what I mean.
Hey, now, that would be an Emmy show worth watching. A nice two-girl show.
They're still going to hand out their awards, though, right?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
In business suits.
Because even though they're being serious, they still must honor each other.
Yeah, and you know, and get the agents involved. When you have an Emmy, you can negotiate that price.
Great work.
Right.
Let's all stop and take a moment to think about the thousands of people who were killed. Now let's talk about Malcolm in the Middle. This, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
I want to thank every... Hello, is this on?
It's on.
I just want to say that... The events in New York have touched my heart, and at this time, I don't feel it would be proper to make any jokes. However, on behalf of everyone involved in the hit dramas Chasing Amy, I would like to thank executive producer Alan Leinwand,
very good,
director Steve Goldstein, production manager Mike Elston, and of course, our great star, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
I'm really sad about what's happened to America, but on behalf of everyone with Chasing Amy, as I hold the Oscar and Emmy in my hand, I say, thank you!
Dun, 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 dun. And then applause. It's weird. It's so weird. It's so very weird.
We're all winners. On behalf of the entire cast of Grounded for Life, I say this Emmy Award goes to the real American heroes.
You'll hear a lot of that.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Kiss my ass, hypocrites. Do a real friggin' show.
Amen.
Amen. And God, please take out Pat Robertson.
Thank you.
Bravo.
A good condo's becoming available in Washington.
Did I announce? I'm sorry. Yes, 877-365-3636. Call 100, please. Right now for a prize.
Touchdowns! And a good condo's becoming available in Washington. It's Condit's Condo. California Congressman Gary Condit has put his condominium on the market. Speculation is he's decided not to run for re-election and wouldn't need that place anymore.
Smells like sex.
The condo is where he hosted Chandra Levy before the young Washington intern vanished, certainly without explanation.
That's how you sell it, too. You have the whole thing. You're really going, you'll find that the apartment smells and feels of sex.
Doll's eyes.
Doll's eyes. Yeah, you have the late Robert Shaw said, come on over here. This is the sex room. That's where he got them all.
The guy responsible.
Reeks of sex.
Smell the carpet. The FBI cleaned it, but smell it.
Still there. You press your face down into the shag. You can smell the sex.
Smell the poontang.
It's where he'd hide in his closet and watch him undress with his eyes, doll's eyes.
There's a salty smell on the sofa.
That's right. Here he is. Smell it. Take a deep breath. Go over to that curtain.
Put your face in it.
Rub your face against it. Inhale. Yeah, get the sex. Smell the sex.
In sports, Barry Bonds and the Giants play the Astros in Houston tonight. Bonds has 69 homers now, just two away from setting a new single-season record. And Michael Jordan started training camp at the Washington Wizards today.
And what was the quote again? Well, on the front page of the Post today?
I'm not going to run from nobody.
There you go. You know, how about cleaning it up? You know, just, I'm not going to run from anybody. Yeah. I'm not going to run from nobody.
Right. Hey, that's MJ you're talking about. Perhaps he was speaking colloquially.
Well, shut your mouth.
The smell of sex. Smell it.
Finally,
I'm not going to run from nobody.
Ah, there you go. Smell that.
Sometimes the intern go away. Sometimes the intern don't go away. Smell it. Smell that carpeting.
But I'll find her.
Smell that
sex.
Like
pretend.
The intern look at you with the dead eyes and dog eyes. Eyes rolled back white. Smell it. The Gary Condit condom smells of sex.
Gary Condit meets Jaws.
The population explosion in India may mean a better fitting condom for you. There's a high failure rate for condoms in India. Experts say the answer is making condoms in more sizes for...
Mine just failed.
Just the right fit.
There is the failure. And that's the musical sound that happens whenever I have that explosion.
Thank you.
Condom failure.
So at 7 locations around the country, volunteers in India will measure and photograph the fully erect penises of 300 volunteers.
I cannot measure you while you're flaccid.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Measured the penises.
We gotta go. Tomorrow on the show, Batman. Adam West, that's all I know for sure on tomorrow's show.
I know there's one boy that won't be sleeping tonight.
We'll be taking the sex quiz. That is on tomorrow's episode. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hello.
Say it, honey.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Say it.
I am caller 100.
That's right. Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Oh, I do.
What is your name?
This is Tammy.
Do you really eat it?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Way to go.
Good for you. Where are you from, Tammy?
Berryville.
Call 100. You won the Come Together prize pack. Courtesy of Capitol Records, TNT presents Come Together.
Cool, tonight thank you.
For John Lennon, that's dedicated to New York tonight. 8 Eastern, 7 Central on CNC. You know, that's something you used to get trouble for when you used to play records. When I would play the record Come Together by the Beatles, I'd be talking it up going, you know, WLS Music Radio, here's the Beatles, Come Together. It's a nice trick if you can do it. And right away, the hotline would ring.
Oh, that's mild.
You know.
Take that about it, man. That's still funny. That line holds up.
All right, listen, thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Praise back includes John Lennon Legend CD, the Beatles 1 CD, Beatles Anthology book, the concert t-shirt, the hat. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Join the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 800-522-0007 or enter online at donandmikefans.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye, Buzz.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Thank you. Bye, Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Robbie.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Doll's Eye. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney, Tyler, Moore.
You might just make it after all.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.